best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and Celine.
It's the news junkie for a Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. Lots to get to today, from is the end of dog races near to the shocking truth about those virginity auctions revealed. Excuse me, and Alabama's nightmare battle with the poop train rolls on. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Happy hump day.
Hello, C-Lay.
Good morning.
And the latest shirt is officially for sale. For those of you who want to grab it, grab it now. You're going to have just a couple of days. I've already had people emailing me, hey, if I get it on Monday, will that be okay? And I'm sorry, it just doesn't work like that.
Come on, you guys are used to this.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're going to have to get it today, tomorrow, or Friday before 3 p.m.
And we're not doing what we always do, where I forget to tear off the shirt orders until Monday.
Like, oh no, C-Lane didn't shut it down.
Oh my God. What a clumsy fool.
Orders coming in over the weekend. This is too much.
Not this time.
No, now because we have to get the orders into the printer and make sure you get them as quickly as possible, it's going to end dead on at 3 on Friday. So just get it done now while you can.
You just need to make sure that the printer doesn't print 1,200 of
them. That would be nice.
So.
Yeah, that would be a positive development here. But this so far has been the fastest selling shirt, I think, that I've seen in a very long time, maybe ever. And just posted it out last night for the Secret Show subscribers. Posted up their promo code on the Secret Show section of the News Junkie app.
Nice.
And then just about an hour ago, posted it on Facebook and a few minutes ago on Twitter, and already just exploding. So there is a point where we can't actually fulfill the orders because it gets too much. We always get right there. So you might want to get those in just in case that it goes that fast. So do that at getSkywall.com. The redirects all set up.
There's so many websites.
Ready to go. I've weaned them down. There's a lot of them that I've let expire.
Weaned.
But getSkywall.com is where you can go and get the latest shirt. It's called Still Fickle. It's an awesome spring shirt. It also has a tank top version and the return of the onesie for those of you who are pregnant, are going to get pregnant, or have unprotected sex every once in a while and just want to be safe and have the onesie around.
Yeah, some of you playing with fire people might want to just keep one around just in case.
Very true. It might have inspired some people just to see the onesie and look at their partner like, let's do this thing.
Or if you if somebody goes, oh my God, I'm pregnant, you can always pretend like you were prepared by opening the drawer that has your emergency onesie and throwing it at him and going, that is great news. Here, we're one outfit on the way to having this baby in clothes. It'll be very, very, very easy for you to get all of it at GetSkywall.com. You can see them if you'd like right there. You'll, of course, know it's the next level shirt, so really soft, and it comes with the Game of Magnets magnet, this one called Death to Robots. The detail on this is really, really cool. And, of course, a bonus sticker that goes along with. So get it now. Go to GetSkywall.com. Those are flying off the digital shelves at the moment. I went home yesterday, and I realized, hey, I keep seeing tax day everywhere, but it's not really tax day, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. It is actually tax day today. So I had to sit down, and I keep going through my taxes, and then it's saying, we can't accept your taxes, and what the hell is happening here? Then I realize I thought it imported my W-2 information, but it didn't automatically do that. Whole process. Get to the end. Once I get to the end, everything worked perfectly. I use TurboTax every year, and TurboTax is like the easiest damn thing on the planet. You just follow and click through.
Yeah, I don't know. I made a mistake the very first time I did taxes. When I found out that my parents were making money off of me, I decided to become independent.
Uh-huh.
I screwed up my taxes so bad that when I actually took it to a professional, they had one of those moments where they kind of like rubbed their forehead a little bit, like, here we go. Here's another millennial screwing this up.
Wait, how did you know you screwed your taxes up?
Because when I went to do them the next year is when I got the...
Oh, they sent you a letter?
The alerts, or I don't know. It was a couple years ago. Now I've trusted somebody else to do it, and I'm very thankful for that person.
There's nothing more frightening than when you open the mailbox and you see a letter that says IRS on there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That is something that I have dealt with. and it is skip a couple beats until you open it and realize that it's a bill for $8.
Yeah,
which it was last year or the year before that happened to me, waiting on my kitchen counter. It was a letter from the IRS, and of course I'm panicking now. What's going on? Bill for $8 on some minor oversight on my taxes, which I don't even know what the deal was.
The one that I had was like that, too. It was when I was younger, and they said that to me, and I go, oh, it's the IRS. Okay, and then go through, and it's not that big of a deal. But for those of you who just are hearing me now talk about tax day and going, oh, my God, I completely screwed up, you're not the only one. The IRS also screwed up, and the website was down for a good portion of the day yesterday with this message, because this is hilarious. It says IRS direct pay, and this is from IRS.gov. Planned outage, April 17th, which was yesterday, 2018. The planned outage goes from April 17th, 2018 to December 31st, 9,999.
So no more taxes.
All right. This is a real long planned outage, and if you just hang on, you'll be able to get through eventually. So they said, all right, there was some screw-ups. What we're going to do is we're going to extend the deadline a day. So if you forgot about it, or if you said, screw the system, I'm not doing it, you got another day.
I know people who observe that planned outage, and I find it fascinating. You know, we talk about, like, you know anybody that just doesn't pay their taxes?
I do, and these are roll-of-the-dice people, and my friend that I know, who I don't know if they've ever done taxes in their life. This is a person in their 30s. I don't know if they've ever done taxes in their life. They go, look, you're stupid to pay taxes, man. There's so many people out there. How are they going to know if you don't file yours?
Oh, boy.
That's a very...
One person.
Never in a million years. That's exactly what they love to do, is find the people with attitudes just like that.
And it's automated, a lot of it, so they know what's going on. But he's like, there's so many, there's 300 million plus people in this country. How are they going to know if little old me doesn't pay the bills?
You'd be surprised.
And that person's full legal name is...
Ba-ba-da-da.
No, that would be bad for everybody. Everybody kind of knows a friend like that. Just do it. It's so simple. I mean, it's pretty easy. C-Lane's got a situation getting paid for gigs where it becomes a little more difficult.
Yeah, well, but going back to what you said about TurboTax, that's great because it keeps all the information about my W-2s and my 1099s.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of fill in the blank. Like, I did my taxes actually rather fast yesterday.
I think it took me like 10, 15 minutes tops.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'll tell people, those of you who are maybe younger and just getting into the workforce, God, I wish I knew more about what the right answer is here, but I remember the first time I started to work for iHeart, back then it was Clear Channel, and they ask you when you're starting to get your paycheck, what do you want to put on your paycheck setup? Is like a zero, a one, or a two?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's different levels of tax that you're willing to pay. And if you do the one that is the most, if you do that one, even if you make a significant amount of money, you end up in a pretty good spot. If you go, I don't want all the taxes taken out of my paycheck, then at the end of the year, you end up in a spot where you might have to pay some of those back.
For me, I'm not sure what my withholding is. And I always say, I should just add, you know, 10 or 20 bucks every paycheck.
Throw
it
in there.
It in there.
Nobody ever does that.
And I never get around to doing it, but I don't know exactly what my withholding is. But I always there's always a moment in where I do my taxes where I put in my W-2 first, and the number goes...
It's like refund goes skyrocketing up.
Refund is nice and high. I'm like,
it's a beautiful feeling. You just want to take a screenshot of it and send that over.
If they put a button on that screen that says skip to end, nobody would pay their taxes.
I go, that's great. And then I put in my 1099 from playing at Casey's.
Yeah. Right back down to earth.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go through that because of the DJing and getting paid with a 1099 as well. And you get so creative as to the things that you can write off on your taxes. You'll find everything. You say, well, I have a whole bunch of button-up shirts. I don't wear those button-up shirts on a regular basis, but I wear them to DJ. That's a uniform right there.
Boom.
Toss it into the whole lineup of deductions you have and hope for the best.
I do a lot of work from home, and I use my 70-inch 4K flat-screen television as an extended monitor to edit my my stuff on. Deduction.
Could I use a smaller one, you ask? No.
No.
Absolutely not. Not with these eyes.
No, you got to make sure you have a gigantic TV to get the work done properly. Unfortunate news to kick things off. We have a death. Miss Barbara Bush
fatality.
Passed away last night. And she was
900.
She was 90-something years old. 92, I believe, yeah. And obviously the mother of George W. Bush, the wife of George H.W. Bush. And overall, I look at these moments and I go, please don't let everybody be a bunch of assholes. Because you would hope the moment people die is not a moment where everybody starts playing politics.
Right.
That's what separates decent people with different ideas from just monsters, just total assholes out there. And there are some of them. There's too many of them. But I looked on Reddit when the post went up about Barbara Bush dying, and it was all populated with pretty decent stuff. And even people who didn't agree said at least she had a long and great relationship with George H.W. Bush. And that, for a while, it was like there wasn't that much. And then I even saw like the Women's March account post something about it. And like, all right, look at this. Everybody's kind of just being a decent human being because somebody died. Eventually it pops up. But overall, I thought people treated this in a pretty solid way. They also featured this handwritten love letter that future President George H.W. Bush sent to his then fiance, Barbara Pierce, eventually Barbara Bush, way back when.
Aww.
And it's all over the place.
That is a trivia question I would not have gotten had you asked me, what is Barbara Bush's maiden name?
Yeah, Barbara Pierce. And he used to call her Bar, I guess. It says, my darling Bar.
Bar?
I love you, precious, with all my heart. And to know that you love me means my life. How often have I thought about the immeasurable joy that will be ours someday? How lucky our children will be to have a mother like you. They had met at a Christmas dance. She was 17. He was 18. And they went on and on with their relationship. When they first danced, it was to a Glenn Miller tune. They were talking about perhaps that was played yesterday in her final moment. She went down the way she wanted to. She said, I don't want to go on with this extended care stuff, stretch life out another month. It's over. It's done. And unfortunately for the family, she passes yesterday. Now, when a president passes, former president dies, they do a whole big, gigantic parade and all that stuff. I don't know exactly what they do when a first lady dies.
I don't know if there's a, is there a tradition as far as maybe an open funeral?
So.
Who was the last first lady to pass away?
That's what I was trying to think.
Was it Reagan?
Nancy
Reagan?
Nancy Reagan probably would have been the last one that I can think of. But I don't know. With the president, they do this whole gigantic parade. They have a horse where there's nobody on the horse, and they put the boots backwards and the horse stirrups. And there's all kinds of things that they do. I'm sure there'll be a big event for this as well. When we come back, we have all the details now, and it's getting more and more insane as you learn about this. On the story yesterday about the Southwest Airlines flight that had an engine blowout, had somebody sucked out of the window almost, and absolute chaos on board. Information from the witnesses, plus your dispatches when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
So you failed a personality test.
What exactly do you mean by a wrong answer?
We'll still talk to you.
407-916-1041. Real Radio 104.1.
Send us your dispatches.
Just make it interesting, or Sabrina's gonna hit you with a tuba.
It's the News Junkie.
I'm running away. I'm trying to be better. I'm running again. But I don't know if I'm a giver. I'm running away.
We'll get to your dispatches in just a moment. Don't forget the latest shirt is up and ready for you to grab. Where can you find it? Get skywall.com. That's GETSKYWALL.com. And those of you who are going to get the shirt, you might as well sign up for Secret Shows because you save 20%. It just makes sense money-wise. You're going to save a bunch of money on the shirt. That will give you access to Secret Shows. Why the hell wouldn't you do it? It's a very simple decision. For that, go to GetSecretShows.com. And subscribers pull into the feed of the Uncensored Shows, and you'll see the latest one is just the promo code. But because I didn't want to just say the promo code and have that be a whole show, I blabbed for a little bit, and made you wait through that. And you get the promo code at the end.
Oh, that's annoying. When I do that, I just say the promo code and I'm done with it.
Well, I was telling them about the products a little bit. I was telling them about the shirts and having a little fun with them. And then the promo code at the end. But don't screw up the promo code if you are a Secret Show subscriber, because I've seen that already.
Also, and I know this seems like a crazy idea, mm-hmm. if the promo code doesn't work for you, don't finish the transaction.
Go back. Please, I spelled it. Go back, write it down, and then use it.
Oh my gosh, I bought 3 t-shirts and the 20% just didn't come up.
It's a lot more difficult afterwards. It should be just like user error. You screwed up, you don't get the discount. But there you go. It's
that would go over like a fart in church.
It's not going to happen. Go to GetSkywall.com. Get your shirt, your tank top, or the onesie if that's what you're interested in right now. It comes with a magnet and sticker, and we'll stop hitting you over the head with that for a while. The Southwest Airlines flight we were talking about yesterday. Man, this story is absolutely nuts. And the Southwest Airlines flight, it was flight 1380, was headed for Dallas. And they were leaving New York's LaGuardia Airport on a Boeing 737, which is just an average-sized plane. They had 144 passengers and 5 crew on board, and then all hell broke loose. Boom, the engine blows up on the right-hand side of the plane. And that, I'm sorry, on the left-hand, on the pilot's side of the plane, the left-hand side of the plane. And that engine, when it blows up, throws shrapnel all down the side of this Southwest flight, including a giant piece of shrapnel, which ended up breaking through one of those windows. You've sat in a plane many times, I'm sure, and you looked at those windows, kind of like banging against them and stuff, and go, what would it take to break one of these? They must know how to build these so they're really secure and they would never break. Well, a piece of that engine went right through and shattered the window. Now, they say shattered. I don't know that it's even glass. I don't think it's something that would shatter and break.
The window on the passenger side is plastic, but there's definitely a layer of...
on the outside?
Insulation and stuff like that, like that keeps everything pressurized. So
but all that was gone.
Yeah.
It was just a hole into the plane when this thing actually happened. So the woman who we were talking about yesterday, her name was Jennifer Riordan of Albuquerque, New Mexico. She was pulled out of the plane. God, this sentence just sucks. She was pulled out of the plane up to her waist with her blood splattering on the other windows on the side of the plane as she flailed. Oh.
So it was definitely not, I mean, critical condition was...
Yeah.
To ease us into what had really happened.
I thought maybe she had just kind of leaned against it and the suction got her, or it got part of her body, or an arm went out and maybe she broke it off.
Oh, God, that is a horrible way to die.
It sucked her out and up to the waist, and they pulled her back in. And then they said they were trying to just stuff things into the window, and they're grabbing, like, jackets and stuff. And, of course, those are just flying right out of the window. There's no way to really block this. Unless you have something like a steel sheet or whatever.
Yeah, and that's also dangerous, too, because we've already had the engine explode and a bunch of stuff hit other things. And aside from this tragic, you know, turn of events with the woman, everything else on the plane is intact. If they start throwing stuff out the window and it hits one of the flaps on the wings or something, then you could turn into... a difficult emergency landing being that much more difficult.
You're making even more trouble for yourself.
Yeah.
They said there was blood on the windows. Her arms were actually out of the airplane. Her head was out of the airplane at the time. Eric Zilbert, another passenger, said several heroic gentlemen pulled her back into the plane and immediately performed CPR. She was covered in blood. There was 20 minutes of CPR. It just wasn't going to be enough. Now, this brings me back to something C-Lane said yesterday. Yeah, this video, a live stream on Facebook that one of the passengers was doing.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
And that passenger said on that live stream, a lady or somebody just died, or somebody had died. They already said on the live stream before the plane landed, there's one fatality on this plane. That's kind of screwed up that they would do that.
Yeah.
The one who posted it?
Yeah, the person who's doing that live stream. Because... Now, people are going to be watching that and be informed that there's somebody, a woman, that died on that plane before anybody actually knows.
Well, luckily, most of the news organizations either did not see that post or did not report based on that post until the NTSB confirmed that there was a death. And I don't know if that woman made it to the hospital or not or what the deal was, but I didn't see anybody actually report on that. I just saw a screenshot of the comment he left, and I went, that seems a little irresponsible.
Sure. Yeah. The thing that's really weird is when a story like this happens, it's the same format every single time. X happens. Let's find more examples of X in other places so we can prove that X is more than just X. It's X, Y, and Z.
He did that live stream, and I haven't watched the video of it, but I've seen screenshots. And he told the news that he thought he did it because he thought that might be the last thing that people saw of him. And I'm sorry, if it were me, I would probably text my mom, my girlfriend.
A lot of people were doing that, too.
My loved ones. I would send some texts like, hey, things aren't going well, just so you know. Love you. Had a good time. You know, keep on keeping on.
You can knock that out in one Facebook Live video, though.
But I don't want there to be video that my family gets to watch.
It's kind of tough.
Of me dying.
On the other hand, what if you go to send those text messages and your connection is not getting the text messages through?
Then I don't think anybody assumes that I died hating them.
Right. All right.
Maybe one person.
Well,
see, that's what I would do. Like,
you know who you are.
I love knows I love them. But that's a good opportunity to call out everybody I've hated for years.
I can't send 17 I love you text messages, so I'm going to take this time to send one go to hell.
Well, they're trying to find more, a bigger sort of pattern to this whole thing. Like right now on CNN, the NTSB is saying that the engine showed metal fatigue. And so they've said other Southwest jets have also had reports of metal fatigue. And then they said, oh, a Southwest jet this morning was hit with a bird strike, and that plane had to make an emergency landing. And so they go, what are we going to do here? Is the pattern of this story that flying is dangerous and that these engines have steel fatigue and that this could happen on any plane and you could get sucked out immediately? Or is it that Southwest in particular is somehow dangerous and we've got to find a pattern of these stories happening? That's exactly the shift that's occurring right now as they cover this. But I cannot imagine what that poor woman who was a successful businesswoman, and I know that she just died, so this is the way it works, but liked by everybody who I've heard talk about her, and just she was a mother of a couple of kids. And
It's a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you obviously get all the media or people trying to figure out who to blame, but I want to hear from, I don't know, FAA or people that build planes for a living, letting me know the chances of this. Was this because of neglect, or was it a freak accident, that this is something that could have happened on any commercial flight?
Well, that's what they're going with now. They're saying metal fatigue, so that would go, all right, this is them not doing enough on their planes. And then the other side is, how many times have we seen this happen? There's been a lot of stories about engines that burn up, but zero of them that I remember in the last decade or so have had an incident where a window was knocked out by anything that flew off of that engine. And then, of course, somebody got sucked out. And another thing to consider is, and I bet this comes up as soon as things calm down a little bit, did this woman have her seatbelt on? Are they going to talk about that? Is the airline going to go, this is why it's very important to wear your seatbelt on the airline at all times?
It wouldn't be a bad thing for them to say if they do it at the right time and approach it the right way. Obviously, I don't see Southwest going, well, she didn't have her seatbelt on, so
that's a bad look.
So it's her fault. You know, that's not going to happen. But there are plenty of people who go, what is this seatbelt really doing for me? Like, hey, when we flew to the Bahamas on that.
Well, that seatbelt honestly wasn't doing a thing.
But what I'm saying is, when we flew to the Bahamas, we all kind of looked around and said, if we're in any sort of trouble where normally a seatbelt would be beneficial, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. And now you don't think of getting sucked out of the window of an airplane, but usually, I mean, and I don't know, because it all happens so sudden. I don't know if that's the point in the flight where the fasten seatbelt sign would be on, not on.
I don't know. It really depends. I'm sure that information will come out. Here's one of the witnesses talking at the airport.
I couldn't pull her in. A guy helped, and we got her pulled in, and they tried to resuscitate her. Anyway, the crew and pilot, they got it landed somehow. Anyway, it just a ordeal.
It didn't feel like it was like free falling, but it was definitely not. You know, it was an immediate realization that like something was wrong and something was like not going to be right, and like, you know. Just looked up and saw like a flight attendant run towards the front of the plane. I don't know. It was just terrifying.
And of course, the pilot, she was amazing. I mean, 30 years of experience and just knew to get us down. And within 5 minutes or whatnot, 30,000 feet, that's pretty incredible. She's phenomenal. She's amazing.
Yeah, all kind words for the pilot. She was in the military and one of the first, I think maybe the first woman to fly like an F-28 or a particular fighter jet.
Thank God.
Tons of experience.
What if that is a flight that they are given the captain wings for the first time to somebody?
Oh, that would be a lot worse than just one person getting sucked out the window, I would think. Let's go to these dispatches, see what's on your mind, sent through the News Junkie app. Here's Long Schlong Silver.
What's up, Junkies? Hey, about that Southwest Airlines story. That stuff always makes me so worried because my mom's actually a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines. I wasn't able to get in touch with her until basically 5 minutes ago to find out if she was okay.
Damn.
You know, that stuff's kind of scary, man. I mean, I don't know what to think, you know, the whole time. And especially with my dad and stuff, with what we all think, you know, it's crazy. It's just scary stuff. Anyway, she's okay.
Good.
And, yeah, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, that's some scary stuff.
Absolutely. For anybody on that plane, anybody with a family on that plane or anything like that, it's frightening as hell. Here's Drinks Well with Others.
Dispatch number 70.
Yeah.
What's up, Junkies? It's been a long time since I've sent one of these in. Got into some trouble. Was drinking a little too well with others and got into some shenanigans.
Uh-oh.
But it's great to be back and listening to you guys. Went and picked up my new tank top already this morning.
Thank you.
Can't wait for that to show up in the mail.
Picked it up.
Maybe I'll see some of you guys this weekend at Earth Day Birthday. Keep up the good work, y'all. Later on.
Thank you. Here's ex-soldier.
Morning, News Junkie. Sabrina, see you later. Yeah, I just wanted to share with you guys this morning. I've had an interesting morning. I'm out delivering packages in my area and went to run back to my truck after I delivered a package. Jumped up, missed the second step, grabbed the rail, fell to the floor of the truck, hit my knee on the dash and cracked my head on the sliding door.
Damn.
Jeez, let's just say it's been an interesting morning so far. I immediately jumped up and looked just to make sure no one was watching.
Yeah. That's the first thing I look for.
You guys. Hope you hear a good show. Ex-soldier out.
I remember the day I slid across the ice and fell in the middle of an intersection right on my ass. I was hurting and I knew I'd be bruised like all over my sides and my ass. But the only thing I did, the first thing I did was pop up and look around and was like, is anybody watching me?
I wouldn't. Oh, yeah. I would just lay there for a second and be like,
I do the same thing. When I ate it on the bike in the middle of downtown, I mean, I was bleeding profusely from my body, but I still got up and made sure no one saw it first. It could have been broken, and I still, out of embarrassment, would have left faster.
You look all directions very quickly. You're like, if nobody's looking, you immediately feel a little better about things. One more dispatch real quick. There's tons coming in this morning. Here's the real Ryan.
Good morning, News Junkie. Just wanted to share a quick funny story with you guys that happened to me the other night. I was in my house doing a little bit of late night drinking and went to go to the bathroom and standing there peeing. And I noticed on the counter next to the toilet that my daughter's fidget spinner's there. So I start playing with the fidget spinner, spinning it around in my free hand. And then I decided to spin it on one finger, as I've done 1,000 times. And then, of course, I dropped the fidget spinner. It starts falling towards the toilet.
Oh, no.
I immediately reach down and grab the fidget spinner and I catch it. Caught it. Didn't hit the water.
Peel over.
But unfortunately, I caught the fidget spinner directly in the line of my
pee. Yeah.
I peed all over my hand, all over the fidget spinner. The backsplash caused the pee to go all over my pants, all over the floor, all over the wall. There's pee everywhere.
What the hell, man?
Jeez. So I washed the fidget spinner off, cleaned all the pee up, put the fidget spinner directly back where it was, and that's it. Now my daughter's playing with the fidget spinner that has my pee, or at least had my pee all over it.
So oh, no. She's going to put it in her mouth,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's across the room, and she's using that thing, and she's just chewing down on it, and all you're thinking about is that was in direct contact with my urine stream.
Mm-hmm.
That is a weird outcome. When we come back, the poop train is in Alabama. And they can't get rid of it. What this whole thing's about when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
You can bet, you can play, you can cry, you can pray, but nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can run, you can lie, you can leave, you can stay, but nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can bet, you can
play, you can cry, you can pray. On the game of magnets action. All you have to do is get the latest shirt. It's available right now at GetSkywall.com. If you go there, you're able to get the latest shirt, Stay Fickle, and a free magnet comes along with it, the Death to Robots magnet. Might as well sign up for Secret Shows to get the 20% discount. And that side is at GetSecretShows.com. Tips at TheNewsJunkie.com. Before we get into this poop train story, which is one of the weirdest things I've heard in quite some time, Charles emails. He says, hey, I know you always like to hear different sides to ideas, and yesterday you kind of seemed to have a bad opinion of hunting. I don't remember talking about hunting yesterday other than cat hunting, so I don't view that as hunting. I realize hunting cats is a little extreme, but don't let that spoil your ideas about actual hunting. The latest episode of Joe Rogan's podcast addresses these ideas, and they actually even talk about cats at one point. The way I view it, and I don't know that any podcast is going to change my mind when it comes to this, is that it's a problem if you talk about feral cats in cities. It's a problem that was created by humans. And there's a solution to that problem that doesn't involve just opening fire on all the cats that you're seeing. When you have things like iguanas, it's not as easy to control the population. So that's why we bash them over the head with sticks when they're passed out on tree limbs. At least here in the state of Florida, especially South Florida, they like to do that. But overall, I don't have any problem at all with hunting. I don't have any problem at all with hunting and gun ownership. I'm fine with it. I think everybody who does that should do it not for trophy hunting, but out of respect to the animal, should make the most use out of everything involved in anything that they do kill when they're hunting. If you do that, I don't have any issue with it at all. I'm fine with it. But cat hunting, you know, I'm not going to get on board with you. I'm sorry. It's just not the way things work. A train is rolling through Alabama. Actually, train kind of stopped in Alabama.
Okay.
It's in Parrish, Alabama. Population 982. And the problem is, it's a poop train. Otherwise, you'd probably go, okay, there's a train. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
Define poop train.
I saw poop train and said, no, it can't actually... Well, let me read this from NBC Philadelphia. A stinking trainload of human waste from New York City is stranded in a tiny Alabama town.
New York City.
And I can imagine these people in Parrish, Alabama are like, these New Yorkers sending down their feces.
How dare they? The Big Apple? More like the Big Crapple.
They must be so angry that these folks from New York City have sent down their human waste on a poop train. Like a giant backed up toilet in their backyard. The South is just, in this example, been used as a dumping ground for other states' waste for a long, long time. And in Parrish, Alabama, the sludge-hauling train cars have sat idle near the Little League baseball fields for more than 2 months. Ew. And it's just unbearable, the smell. They do this to Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina all the time. Other states that don't have enough room for their waste, including human waste sometimes, put it on a train and bring it on down south where they have a little more open area. And you got to deal with the smell if you're out there. Alabama's inexpensive land and permissive zoning laws and a federal ban on dumping New Yorkers' excrement in the ocean got the poop train chugging. So they couldn't dump all the poop into the ocean in New York. They needed a spot to put it. And so they bought this land in Alabama and zipped it down to this poor community.
I guess I never really considered what people have to do, what cities have to do with their poop. But to actually send it and abandon it in another person's state is pretty crazy to me.
That's a little gross, or a lot gross. The poop train's cargo is bound for the Big Sky landfill, which is 20 miles east of Parrish. The landfill has been accepting the New York sewage sludge since 2017. Previously, it was transferred from trains to trucks, but officials there obtained an injunction to keep the sludge out of their town. So nobody wants the crap. The crap stuck in between, and now it's on the tracks in the poo train.
There's got to be a lot of poop.
There's a just, they showed the train. It's cars and cars and cars and cars full of poo. Nobody wants
poop train.
The poop train.
Poop train. Poop train.
So, Alabama.
Least popular ticket in town. Here they are talking about
it. Beautiful day for a ball game in rural Alabama. But something's not quite right. An attack on the senses, but not of sight or sound.
Stankiness.
See, these innocuous-looking train cars contain a particularly pungent cargo, human waste. The poop train, as residents call it, has been sitting in this small town since January.
I thought we had dead bodies around. I thought I was actually hitting animals or dead animals with the lawnmowers.
This guy's on his lawnmower. He thought he was just plowing over animals, and that's what the smell was. This thing's been there since January. But you know what's changed since January in Alabama?
It's hot now.
The weather.
Ew, it's hot poop.
And imagine Alabama, 98 degrees, kicking down.
Hot poop!
Just roasting that poop train.
All aboard!
Nothing you can do about it. And that's what these people are dealing with. They're trying to play softball, and it just smells.
From New York and New Jersey, the trainloads of technically termed biosolids have been wreaking havoc in Alabama for nearly a year. A delay in transferring the
soup. I love when they give it a name like that.
Trying to just really gray what it actually is.
What, like, are you hauling?
Biosolids. That's a nice way to not say a train full of crap.
Hell, biosolids almost sounds like something you'd be able to eat. They go, what are you interested in? Well, all we have is biosolids. All right, I'll take some. But no, if they said it was poop, you go, I don't want it here.
It sounds like you're getting jacked up. Well, man, I've been taking my biosolids.
It's anything but.
Jacked up, man.
It's just a train full of feces.
Which sludge from rail to trucks allows its stench to permeate. First in West Jefferson, now in Parrish. There has been significant improvement in removing some of the containers. The mayor says about 80 remain, which actually pale in comparison to earlier this month. Imagine
80
three times that.
And it wasn't just a whiff. It was overpowering.
But state lawmakers have promised Hall that relief is imminent.
Please.
I can't quite get into the details of the arrangements that have been made, but my understanding is that this is about to just be a nightmare, and it's about to be over.
Oh, that sounds good. If you're in that town, and they tell you it's about to be over, 80 trains of poop, headed off the tracks into the next town.
It's like you want to go see off the train, but the closer you get to it, the more you just smell.
Oh, man.
Biosolid!
Jesus.
Just kidding, it's poop!
Can't imagine being in that neighborhood. Just a... You know, that's why when I hear a neighborhood, there was a story not too long ago about this neighborhood in New Hampshire, and they go, it smells like maple syrup, and we just can't get rid of this maple syrup smell. Be happy.
Yeah.
Be happy your smell is maple syrup and not human excrement. Mm-hmm. That's a way worse option to have.
There, I don't know if you've ever been up to South Bend, where Notre Dame is, but the university.
Uh-huh.
I went there when my cousin was getting married. In January in South Bend, the dick.
Not the best weather at that time.
We went to, like, the school store so we could pick up some, like, a Notre Dame jersey or something like that. I don't know. Look at some stuff. And nearby, there is a sourdough bread factory.
Oh, man.
And that is not something.
Is it good?
No.
Oh, really? I would think it smelled good.
No. I think to make the dough sour, like methane or something is used. It smelled like farts outside of it. It's not like when we had the Merida bread factory that you would drive by on the highway and all of the smells were happiness.
Well, people complain about northern Florida smelling like really bad. It's a paper mill.
Uh-huh.
I remember going through Denver, Colorado, and I think passing through Colorado Springs, somewhere around there is the dog food place. What's the most popular dog?
Alpo
or like something with this. One of those that it smelled so bad. I'm like, how could they put these in dogs' bodies?
Yeah, it's weird. The stuff that ends up smelling good, the factories don't smell good at all. And the other side is people getting the actual sourdough bread. And I'm sure that's delicious, fresh baked.
How dare you bring up dog food? I'm still a little traumatized.
What happened?
I picked up a spoon that...
Tell me you ate dog food.
No, you didn't.
I thought it was my spoon from dinner last night. And
did you have something that perhaps looked like dog food?
Yeah, well, it was the same color.
Oh, God.
And I went to remove the remnants off the spoon, and I went, and then I went, oh, no.
This is...
That is just,
what does it taste like? It doesn't taste like a little bit like a tartar.
Yeah, was there a moment where you were like,
it's not tartarish. Oh, no. There was never a moment where I was, it was more like, it's hitting me like it's computing in my head like, oh, damn it, I just ate dog food, son of a bitch. And it's tax day. Just take me outside.
A lot of bad stuff happening all at once. When we come back, a last-minute bid to save Toys R Us. Is it going to work? Details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Radio. The phone system is a fickle beast, but he'll still take your calls. You're listening to the News Junkie. Exterminate all the brutes.
Exterminate the brutes. Exterminate all the brutes. Exterminate the brutes. Exterminate all the brutes. Exterminate all the brutes. Get to this story in just a second here. The president of Uganda has the worst idea. Just the worst idea of any president of any country ever. And I can't believe he's going to try this. Details on the way there in just a second. If you want to get the brand new shirt, it's available right now. Go to GetSkywall.com. You can see the Stay Fickle shirt. It's a tank top as well, and also a onesie. For those of you who keep asking for those, you can find those all at GetSkywall.com. Secret show subscribers get 20% off, so if you just want to sign up to get that, basically makes the damn show free for you to listen. The uncensored shows in the News Junkie app, that's GetSecretShows.com. Before we get to this thing about the president of Uganda, though, I have news about Toys R Us. And I can't take the Toys R Us theme song anymore because it's just too positive, and it reminds me of all the things that are dying as Toys R Us shuts down across the country. So I found a more sad version, which I think works a little better. It's just like a minor key Toys R Us theme song version. Just kind of brings you to where we really are emotionally in the story about the Toys R Us bankruptcy. There. The bankrupt retailer...
My Chemical Romance?
I don't know who it is. Bankrupt retailer Toys R Us has rejected an offer from the Bratz billionaire.
I can't pay attention to what you're saying right now.
$890 million would have saved Toys R Us, but it looks like it's not going to happen because they've turned it down.
Oh my God, turned down for what?
And now you got the sad song in the background. It's... I'm sorry, Toys R Us employees all throughout the state of Florida. I know you're going through a tough time.
This ain't right.
There you are. They turned it down. They said the liquidated assets of the company are worth more than the $890 million offer from the creator of Bratz. These young girl toys. It's like dolls for girls that have like a little bit of attitude to them, I guess. And MGA Entertainment, the company behind Bratz and some of these other very successful toys, hugely successful. I think the interesting move would have been for Toys R Us to do some sort of counteroffer and take a deal that made sense in between liquidation, because just in the name of saving jobs for all these people, there's so many people that would maybe stay in a job if they were to take a deal like this. 130,000 of them, in fact, but it doesn't look like that is going to be happening, unfortunately.
That sucks.
Before we get to your dispatches in the News Junkie app, I said this is the worst idea by a president ever, and I stand by it. Uganda's president, here is their national anthem as we celebrate this story. There you go.
Is that from the demo area of a piano keyboard?
It has that kind of tone to it. This is their national anthem in Uganda, where the president, Yoweri Museveni, would like to ban oral sex in his country.
I'll mark that off of places I'll visit.
He's telling the media that oral sex is wrong because, quote, the mouth is for eating.
Duh.
And now he's banning it. The president blames.
So he's not banning all oral sex.
No, I mean, yeah, it sounds like all oral sex. Because if he's saying the mouth is for eating and he wants to ban it, he's going for the whole damn thing. He says he is trying to ban people from engaging in oral sex and blames outsiders for making it popular. He said he wanted to make a public warning about all of this. He's also known for holding extreme homophobic and anti-LGBT views in his country. But in his latest speech, he went further and took aim at wrong sexual practices as part of a campaign to criminalize them.
I feel like he was bit recently.
He said, let me take this warning opportunity to warn our people publicly about the wrong practices indulged in and promoted by some of the outsiders. One of them is what they call oral sex. The mouth is for eating, not for sex. So those of you planning that great trip to Uganda might want to think again. If all that goes through, they're going to have a ban on anything fun that involves your mouth, or at least that one particular thing. Let's go to the dispatches sent through the News Junkie app and see what's on your mind. A lot of people talking about the story that's one of the huge key stories this week about the Southwest Airlines and the engine blowing up on this plane. And God, we just learned that the woman who died was sucked out of the window after the engine blew up and all of the debris busted out her particular window up to her waist. And then the sheer force of the wind and speed slammed her back and forth against the plane and sent blood flying down the side of the aircraft. And no wonder, hearing that she died. Just very tough stuff to even consider. And it, once again, a story that tells you, take advantage of every moment. You could die at any time. Why waste your time with these things that you think are important? Let's go to the dispatches. Here is Who Flung Poo. Very professional dispatch name.
Hey, News Junkie. First off, RIP, Bar Bush. By the way, what do you think the over-under is on G-Dub kicking it?
Oh, I think,
have a good day.
I think that's good money. You always see these stories about couples that have been together forever, and then one of them dies and the other one goes quick. And George H.W. Bush has been in declining health for a while anyways. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I can see that happening real soon. Here's Travis.
Good morning, News Junkies.
Morning, Travis.
So, Sean.
Afternoon.
Sabrina. Celine. Excellent job again. Beautiful shirt. Beautiful design. Awesome magnet. Cannot wait to see that surprise sticker. I just ordered two of the t-shirts myself this morning.
Thank
so
you.
I can get two of those magnets and all that awesome stuff. So, thank you guys for your awesome show. Awesome merch, and awesome live broadcast.
Oh, you're too nice.
And game magnets. So with that, someone steal my magnet. I'm out. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop. Peace.
Thank you, Travis. Here is Yes, a Doctor Listens.
Hey, guys. I'm having a problem with the ordering of the onesies, the size option. I'm 6'7", 300 pounds. I can't find the right option. Can you tell me what size to order?
Oh, that image in my head.
The adult onesie would be a thing. Maybe one time. Here's Smackerel.
Matter doing what Smackerel does, keeping the shiny side up and the rubber side down. Sean, it was great meeting you last night. You and Muffin Lady at the bar. And
definitely didn't meet me at the bar.
Being the first person to get the new shirt, I feel honored. I got it on right now.
Definitely not true.
Matter of fact, anybody wants to follow me on the app, you'll see me with the shirt. When you start following me, it opens up the pictures of me of it. Anyway.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't want to get in all that. But anyway, rest in peace, Barbara Bush. You was a phenomenal first lady. Enjoy the show. See y'all.
Oh! Thank you, you horrible, horrible liar. Thank you. Here's Sweet Thai Chili.
Well, I did it. I purchased a Stay Fickle t-shirt. It's the first one I've gotten from you guys, and
thank
I'm pretty
you.
Excited about the magnet, too. So I guess between that, being a Secret Show subscriber, getting that magnet, now buying a t-shirt, I'm just one live show away from being a real News Junkie nut job. Maybe
good.
I'll have to come out to the next one, get smashed, and tell people I'm hammered and I love them. Thanks for the show. Thanks for the content, guys. We'll see you around.
Thank you.
Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
You mix in just fine out of one of those shows. Here's Nurse Jan.
Hey, News Junkie. So ex-soldier and I seem to be having the same sort of day that our feet aren't cooperating. I was just getting into my car and didn't lift my right foot up apparently high enough to make it into the car, and actually fell and conked my head against the top of the door.
Damn.
Or where the door closes. And some guy did see me. I didn't even have time to look around. As soon as I conked my head, I heard someone yell, "Oh, crap." And this guy came running over, and he said that he heard a thunk, and he looked and saw me. Anyway, I'm still driving around seeing my patients, hopefully without a concussion.
Yeah, please.
Hope you guys have a good day. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Nurse Jan. Appreciate it. Be safe out there. And nobody else hit your head against your car or smash your head anywhere. Just try to be okay. I have some bad news about an STI / STD, whatever you'd like to call it, that's spreading around the world. I thought we'd hear about it, and then it would fade into the sunset, as many of these stories do. But super gonorrhea is here to stay. Super gonorrhea has been spreading beyond just the UK, beyond just East Asia, beyond Australia, around the entire world. And this isn't just the regular run-of-the-mill clap that you may have heard of. This is resistant to antibiotics, and it's a significant, significant thing to deal with physically. And plus, it just doesn't sound good to say, "Hello, my name is," put in your name here, "and I have super gonorrhea." It's just not, it's a bad introduction all the way around. But tourists are feared to be at risk after a UK man became the first diagnosed with super gonorrhea after a holiday in Asia months ago. I don't know if more people have gotten it. They must have, because it spread from there around the UK.
But is it spreading like a typical STD? Or is it now airborne?
I think it's spread the same way. It's just that the impact of it is way, way worse. And now two people in Australia have super gonorrhea. Just sounds like the worst situation ever. Toss that into sex ed if you're trying to get the abstinence stuff going on. Just tell kids, "Hey, by the way, right now, not only can you get this out there and this out there and herpes out there and this out, but something called super gonorrhea." So be safe.
Yay.
Use protection. Take care of yourselves. Don't be foolish, because there's diseases that are floating around out there. One more dispatch real quick before the break. Here's JRM.
Sabrina. C-Lane, Sean.
Hello.
My name's Joel. I'm a big-time fan. This is my first dispatch. I'm here with my two-year-old daughter, Sloan Olivia.
Oh.
And I'm trying to order this T-shirt, but I'm really sure that I am typing this correctly, but it says, "Uh-oh, this page is unavailable. Could you please help me out?"
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You must be screwing something. It's getskywall.com. GETSKYWALL.com is where you can grab the shirt now. Back in just a moment. Something that is set to be banned, perhaps, in the state of Florida. Should it be banned? What is it and what's it all about? That's on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Occupying the space between high society
and prison tattoos, this is the News Junkie.
A couple kids with the lovers leave. We had a long, long list of writing all our dreams down. We're dead on the water.
Don't forget, grab your Stay Fickle shirt, tank, or onesie. Brought those onesies back. Everybody was asking about those damn things, and we got rid of them so quickly because people said, "Look, I just had a baby. Can I have one?" "Yeah, yeah, here you go." "Just had a child. My friend had a child." Here, here, here. They went out in every direction possible. So make sure if you want a shirt, a tank top, or one of those onesies, you grab them as soon as you possibly can. Because, no, on Monday, they will not be available. But you can get your shirt. You get a magnet along with it, a free magnet that is Death to Robots, and a bonus sticker at GetSkywall.com. Easy for you to do. Just as easy as international drug smuggling. And when I think about drug smuggling, I generally think about somebody who's got like a private plane and they're flying it into some secret little airport. And that's how it was done back in the 80s. Or I'm thinking
about boat.
Oh yeah, cigarette boat, and they're, you know, they're going from wherever in the islands into Miami in some secret dock area and unloading it, or maybe they're crossing the border somewhere,
some sort of underground tunnel.
Oh, that's like, yeah, now we're getting up there. Now we got like that's high like levels going
El Chapo style.
Yeah, you got like tunnels that bring you from one country or one city to another, and you get the drugs through there. This is the way I think about it. I don't even generally think about cruise ships in the equation. But when you consider it for a moment, it kind of makes sense. Because I've been on a cruise ship. Everybody's been on a cruise ship here, right? So I know Sabrina's been on a cruise ship. You went on one for the holidays last year.
Like,
right?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago.
Or
but
2 years ago?
It felt like a year. We were on the sea for 7 days.
You were out there, and Sealand has been on some of these cruises, I believe, as well. And from my recollection, which granted, it's been a long time since I've been on one of the longer cruises, you go through security and whatnot on the way in, and then you go through security on the way out. But each time you're at one of the destinations, if you go off for an excursion or go on land, you don't do security back and forth there.
You, from what I remember, I did not do security out, but on the way back in, I did have to put my bag through an X-ray machine.
Oh, really? So when you went like to whatever island in, let's say you went to Jamaica, you get off there, and when you got back on, you had to go through security with your bag again?
Yeah, man, and beads attached to my head.
I don't remember having to do that. It could have been the case, but I don't usually think about these cruise ships for importing drugs. However, Melina Roberge, they call her Cocaine Babe.
Cute.
She has been sentenced to 8 years in prison by a judge in Australia who delivered a blistering attack on the vacuous and negative woman's Instagram. The female judge, female person she's talking to, didn't like each other. Roberge, 24, cried as the judge lashed into her. And her co-defendant, a 30-year-old former porn star, Isabel Legace, got a discount for flipping on her with an early guilty plea.
Well, she flipped?
Yeah, she flipped on her.
Well, who's to flip on who? What are they flipping? I mean, they caught the two girls and their sugar daddy.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of blow. I mean,
209 pounds.
They said that these people had so much blow stuffed into their luggage that they didn't really have much room for underwear and toothbrushes.
And wear the same clothes every day because all of the luggage room was filled up with just solid cocaine. They said their Instagram posts were just exotic, good, fun, travel, sexy stuff going on, having a good time. And the judge was not a big fan. Judge Kate Trail said it's a very sad indictment on her relative age group in society to seem to get self-worth relative to posts on Instagram. You can take a look at her. Look at her mugshot. Is this her mugshot or is this an Instagram shot?
These are all Instagram shots on the... I don't know what you're looking at, but on See It Now, pictures of them at the beach, drinking out of coconuts, smoking hot in bikinis.
That's what made her famous. It made her Cocaine Babe to begin with. Go ahead.
I just think that's hilarious considering she just got 8 years. They usually put up the mugshot for people who haven't been sentenced to anything, but they'll take her sexy Instagram photos over the mugshot.
The story that I had her, the New York Post has her mugshot up, but they called her Cocaine Babe to begin with because of these Instagram posts and photos. They say she was seduced by the lifestyle and the opportunity to post glamorous Instagram photos from around the world. The judge, not a fan, said, you, your sugar daddy, and this other woman, the former porn star, you're all going to jail. And Cocaine Babe herself got 8 years behind bars. Check that out in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app if you haven't seen it yet. In Florida, there's something that they're moving to ban. I don't know if this is going to happen or not. People are very divided on this. And it's all about greyhound racing. I used to go to the Palm Beach Kennel Club from time to time. It's fun just to hang out there, play cards in the card room. And of course, you got the Daytona Beach Kennel Club, and there's another one around Orlando. There's a bunch of them. But a state commission is reviewing possible changes to the Florida Constitution, and they're going to put an amendment on the November ballot that could ban greyhound racing beginning in 2021. So it's got to get, like this other stuff, 60% of the voters, but it would prohibit wagering on live greyhound races in the state of Florida. So under the proposal, the racetracks would still be allowed to operate their poker rooms, but it would shut down the dog track, which is sort of the central focus of the actual venues themselves.
Wasn't it in Florida that the guy got caught because four or five of his dogs tested positive for cocaine?
It's happened, yeah, multiple times, they've said. A lot of people say these dogs are treated well, and I thought that for a time, because they will bring them out after the race, and you see the dogs really well-behaved, and after the dogs' careers, they make sure they adopt them out, and people really like to adopt these dogs. There's more than 400 racing greyhounds in the state of Florida, but some people, I guess the bad folks in the industry, do mistreat these animals. And the Florida Greyhound Association represents greyhound owners and trainers, is disputing these allegations of abuse and mistreatment, but there have been stories out there for quite some time. So will it get that 60% of the vote? God, I mean, it's hard to think anything gets 60% of the vote. We got it with marijuana in the state of Florida, just barely. That took some time to get through as well. But let's see if that happens. I don't think it's the biggest issue. I think they should really make sure more than anything that they're treating those dogs well and have more controls over that. Or maybe they have enough already. I don't know enough about it, honestly. I just think the dog's well-being should be the big focus. Some of these dogs, I don't think they mind running out there. They can get injured from time to time. But overall, I believe these animals have decent lives. And if they don't, they should check into that and make sure that they do. Back with the next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Orlando City returns home to host San Jose Earthquakes this Saturday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1 and iHeartRadio.
Because you're never too old to learn something stupid. This is the News Junkie.
The next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. Man, this sucks. You see these stories and you go, God. And I imagine that this story has an impact on Central Florida, for sure. Once again, Puerto Rico is completely without power. A failure that they had as of about an hour and a half ago. There was another one a couple of days ago, but yet another one. And 100% of Puerto Rico is in the dark without power. I know it's not dark, but you get what I mean. They're without power at all right now. And they said it won't be up for at least 24 to 36 hours.
I read somewhere, and by read I mean saw the headline and did not click on it
because
I was busy doing other stuff. But they're using drones now to help restore the power over in Puerto Rico. I don't know exactly.
Like to actually do the work or to find spots where there's maybe some issues with the infrastructure, probably? I don't know.
Probably a little of both.
But every time this happens, people in Puerto Rico kind of look around and go, I don't know. It sucks. We've all been on the island in the Bahamas before when the power keeps going out. It gets annoying if you're on vacation. Imagine living there.
These power line stringing drones, so they're doing the work.
Really?
Are restoring power in Puerto Rico. Duke Energy using drones to restore power in the mountainous area of Ponce.
That's awesome.
I want to see a video of it.
Yeah, then they just string them up with a drone? So it makes sense. It could go a really long distance.
They go a really long distance at, oh my gosh, the guy's holding the spool of line while the drone flies off with it.
Oh.
And it's just running it across the mountains. That is effing cool.
There's a video?
Yeah.
All right, let's put that up on See It Now so everybody could take a look at that. The cool side of what's happening there in Puerto Rico, the bad side being complete and total power blackout. And like I said, when that happens, they look around and they go, maybe I just got to get out of here and escape for a little while. a lot of those folks go to Miami. They might go to the Keys or somewhere up the coast. But many of them have been headed to Central Florida, and the Puerto Rican community in this area of Florida has grown exponentially, starting with the hurricane that drove some people out because there was 6 months or so without power. And now when they just start to get things going again, more problems with the power system, which is really unfortunate. And quickly before the next episode, the shirt right now, unbelievable. And I think that this may well be the first shirt ever that we have to cut off. I think people were ready. I was going to do another like darker design, something edgy. I think that'll be for next time. We're in spring. It's about to be hot all the time. You want a shirt for hanging out, for going to the beach, one that you could wear to work, and it's nothing too dark on it for your boss to get angry about. That's what this is all about, the Stay Fickle shirt. And it comes with the Death to Robots magnet and, of course, the throwback sticker. Get it while you can, because honestly, if it keeps going on this pace, it might last till sometime on Thursday, but I don't know about Friday at all. Because those are going very fast. So make your move, grab them, throw a couple in your shopping cart and check out real quick and go to GetSkywall.com. Get GetSkywall. GetSkywall.com. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about? Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina. Hey.
Are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah.
34 years ago, 1984, this fella right here.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson underwent scalp surgery to repair the damage done when his
Pepsi
hair
commercial
with all the sweet gelled curls caught on fire during the Pepsi commercial. They say the incident is now widely accepted as the cause of Michael's drug addiction, which ultimately led to his death.
Oh, man.
But a drug addiction that lasted quite some time.
He got up to propofol. That's when you know your drug addiction has really gone to the next level.
I feel like you know your drug addiction has gone to the next level when somebody is injecting your butt.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian reportedly named her daughter True because she wanted a name that has had a long history in the family. So they were deciding between that and Instagram. So they went with True instead. Screen Actors Guild will no longer allow auditions in hotel rooms. Anyone who thinks rooms automatically lead to sex have clearly never seen their loved one use towels for something other than drying off.
Were they allowing that before?
Apparently. I think that's where all the Harvey Weinstein stuff. Don't worry, it's under SAG-AFTRA. Now masturbate in front of me. The police had to shut something down. I thought you were going to tease this or get this story off later, but there was a huge rave over in the UK.
Oh, I didn't even see this.
And this huge rave was at an abandoned Toys R Us
really?
Store, and partiers didn't want to grow up. You're like everybody, we're wondering what are they going to do with those massive Toys R Us warehouses once they're cleaned out, left to sit empty around the world with ghost children tears. Well, it turns out at least one group in the London area came up with a splendid use for it. Empty store, maybe a statue of Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
and they made a rave. Now, unfortunately, the Hounslow Police of West London do want them to grow up, shut down the festivities. Jeffrey would have been very disappointed, or DJ Jeffrey, perhaps.
So it was an illegal rave then, I'm guessing.
It was. According to Fox News, police said they seized a sound system at the scene of the, quote, unlicensed music event.
Did you think any of the toys were still there? Because that would be fun backdrop for a rave.
Running through the aisles.
They later tweeted out to the potential ravers they should not travel to the area as all attendees and ticket holders are being turned away. Naturally, people on Twitter were very thankful the police put an end to these shenanigans. Yeah, right. They trolled them in typical internet fashion. At Curled Woofy said, God forbid people have fun without someone profiting off of it. At Burl 56135148.
Oh, that guy.
Said, was it even worth the paperwork? And I asked him, was it worth using all those numbers? How are you going to share your Twitter handle? So DJ Jeffrey must find another place to get his rave on. This guy right here.
Now, usually I don't
R. Kelly.
Do this, but,
R. Kelly is correct. And R. Kelly As just learned, police are investigating new sexual misconduct complaints against them, and he's pissed.
Oh, I get it.
Police have confirmed they're investigating new sexual misconduct allegations. According to the Washington Post, a woman claims that R. Kelly gave her an STD, piled her with drugs and alcohol when she was 19 years old. Now, a statement from the attorney says it was unlawful restraint, furnishing alcohol and illegal drugs to a minor, aggravated assault via the reference intentional STD infection.
Oh, God. Intentional?
Yeah, saying all part of this sex cult that was rumored. She was in a relationship with Kelly for 8 months until February of this year. She filed a complaint with the Dallas Police Department last week, said to be preparing a federal civil complaint against the star. Now, the Dallas PD said they can confirm they're looking into a reported incident. Of course, Representative for Kelly told the Post, the singer is categorically denying all claims and allegations.
Here's the thing I'm not understanding. You have had a slew, I think at this point we can officially call it a slew of reports about R. Kelly and about, you know, having these women in a sex cult and now about purposely infecting them. Now they're talking about a civil suit, and I guess the police are saying they're looking into it. I'm kind of amazed there aren't charges already with all the stuff that's been going on.
You would think so, or perhaps the cult is actually well put together.
Maybe.
Because if it's a good cult, that means no one's really tattletelling on them, right? I just don't get the STD part.
Mm.
I think they'd mention that in the sign-up sheet. This girl right here, her home.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is right. Her home, which is not only a designated historic landmark, is also a designated place for crazy people. Another obsessed fan was arrested there after trekking across several states to see her. Now, cops were called to Taylor's Beverly Hills mansion after security spotted a suspicious man right there in front of the property. They say they busted the 38-year-old. He had driven from Colorado all the way to California.
That's scary.
After searching the man's car and interviewing him, officers determined that they had enough reason to arrest him and book him for felony stalking. And they issued an emergency protective order for him to stay away from Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as of this morning, I got the details as to why they arrested him and gave him the felony stalking charge.
What'd he do?
Well, they searched his car, and in his car, they found everything I'm about to list. Empty gun holster, live rounds of ammunition, latex gloves, black gloves, a knife, multiple types of masks, black rope, prescription medication, and psychologist paperwork. Now, he was attempting to break into Taylor's home while wearing a mask and rubber gloves, and apparently suffers from OCD, bipolar disorder, severe depression, and manic episodes.
There are some of these things where if you have them just by themselves, like if you in the trunk of your car had a black rope, no big deal. If you have them as part of a kit with all of the stuff that it would take to kidnap a celebrity or at a celebrity's house, it looks pretty damning.
And boom, he's now a stalker and probably in the same cell with the six other stalkers. I mean, it was just last week, another one was sent to prison for 3 years for stalking Taylor. Remember when Corey Feldman said he was stabbed?
Yes, so when he was in his car in California?
That's right. Well, he's now saying there is a 5% chance that he could drop dead because he believes, after tests were done and they came out negative, that he was stabbed with a tainted needle and he has 5 months to live.
Didn't the hospital say that he wasn't stabbed? Or that they said like there was no, I forgot what the wording was.
He wasn't poisoned.
No, but there was something else that they said in one of the reports you read where it was like there was no actual stab wound or something.
Like a puncture?
No puncture wound.
Well, he's covering his ass regardless. He says he's rushing his plans to make a documentary in case he dies in 5 months. He was with his wife, Courtney, after the premiere of Gorbin Nash. They asked him how he's feeling after last month's bizarre quote-unquote stabbing episode.
And have you had any symptoms? I know you got yourself
checked out. No, you know, the whole thing is, you know, we're probably fine, but there's a 5% chance that it could have been something with poison on it, you know, which obviously would be a smart way to get somebody because you feel fine, right? I feel fine.
Absolutely.
So it could be 5 months from now, and all of a sudden I could just start feeling terrible, and then I could just get sick and die.
But slow poison.
It's a small percentage of a chance. But it is a reality. So that said, I'm going to get my documentary filmed and shot and edited in that time. So that way I can at least get the truth out if, God forbid, anything happens to me. And I've already said the important parts on camera.
Yeah.
So no matter what,
Yeah. Well, like I said, all the hospital tests had come back negative. The puncture was small, drew a tiny bit of blood. But that was more than enough for Corey to hire some muscle and get his documentary on the fast track.
I feel bad for Corey Feldman because all of the things that have happened to him have just contributed to him being an overall weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not his fault. I don't say that to come down on him. It's just like he's weird.
I just didn't know that there was a poison that you could give somebody that took 6 months until it actually killed them.
Yeah, it's a surprise poison.
So it takes a while.
His wife, on the other hand, she has a small request.
That's right.
Feel safer. Because my...
Pray for us.
Oh, no, absolutely.
My wife keeps me protected.
Please.
Absolutely.
Now, mind you, this is like 4 minutes after TMZ guys talking to Corey Feldman. Says goodbye.
Don't worry.
She's the only security I need.
Absolutely. Courtney, you guys have a good one, man.
Courtney, thank you so much, Courtney Feldman. We love you and your celebrity status. I've heard about people bringing reference photos of celebrities to their plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
See, maybe I want the same lips as Kim Kardashian.
Like you would do for a haircut.
Or the same nose job as Courtney Love. Mm-hmm.
Kirstie Alley thighs.
Wait, Courtney Love's nose?
Courtney Love is probably just one big hole at this point, right? But there is a new trend out there, and it turns out that there's a rising demand for a procedure called designer nipples.
Okay.
Particularly Kendall Jenner's nipples.
I love Kendall Jenner, and I love that she just doesn't wear a bra, and like she's still, you can't see her nipples, but you can see the pointiness. I think there's something really sexy and feminine about it.
My nipples never get hard.
I think it would be really cool to just have protruding nipples all the time.
Well, do I have the plastic surgeon for you? His name is Norman Rowe. He's over in New York City, and he uses hyaluronic acid-based filler that adds volume to the nipples and ensures their silhouette can be seen through fabric.
Sounds dangerous.
Want to guess the pricing for nip fillers?
Perma-hard nips?
2 years. Two-year hard nips.
Two-year hard nips. I think it's not going to be as expensive as you think. $4,000.
Christopher.
$3,999.
Both of you are wrong, but I'm going to play this noise anyways. $700.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yep, it recently became popular with patients desiring nipples like their favorite reality stars. But hey, you could also request smaller areolas, smaller nipples, larger areolas, larger nipples, a change in color, and or change in the shape of your areola. What
color are you going?
That's right. Any type of nipple, too. So you guys are in good luck, good shape, because they also can convert inverted nipples.
Oh, all right.
So they say Darren Smith, another board-certified plastic surgeon, says that he's also noticed the increase in patients requesting celeb nips, but he prefers a different approach because, of course, the nipple's a very sensitive structure. Filler could clog milk ducts or inhibit blood supply to the nipple. Now, when you ask the original doctor what the risks are, he had a much different answer. He said the only risks are getting too many compliments.
Oh.
That's right.
Ooh.
Anyone could be bullied, even beautiful people, even the beautiful Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she shot an episode of this show recently.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is right. She posted a picture of herself with Big Bird, and the caption read, Kids used to make fun of me in elementary school by calling me Big Bird because I was too tall and had yellow hair. Here's to making best buddies with the things that once hurt you. So I guess I'll take this opportunity to extend a best buddy's invitation to Bert's Unibrow and Oscar the Grouch's Attitude.
Mm.
Perhaps just Jabba the Hutt. Because anybody could be friends with those that hurt you. Or something like that. This may be considered the death knell for civilization. But this girl right here.
Danielle Bregoli. Why do I know her actual name now?
Because she has her own reality show now. Yes, the 15-year-old signed a deal with Invent TV for a docuseries based on her unexplainable music career as Bad Bobby. Now, she also previously ended another deal for a reality show in 2017 to pursue a recording career.
Mm-hmm.
She just had two singles hit the top 100 chart. Hi, Bitch, which is misspelled, certified gold. Filming reportedly began Saturday.
How's it spelled?
B-I-C-H.
Mm-hmm. And like Barbie, she spells B-A. How's it? Did she spell it?
Bad is B-H-A-D and Bobby is B-A-B-I-E.
There you go.
And we don't need spelling or careers anymore.
Well, still, you know what? They told her she needed to learn how to spell. They told her she needed to learn all kinds of things. She's making millions of dollars proving them wrong.
That's right. And the filming began at her sold out, let me repeat, sold out show at a venue in Santa Ana, California. It may or not have included her shuffle with the self-proclaimed billionaire social media star, Whoa Vicky. Those two got in a fight. But it's the latest bit of good news for the Florida native. She'd be making her way to Orlando on the 5th of May.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kind of want to go.
Really?
I kind of want to just to see.
The drama?
I don't even know. Should I try to get an interview with her? Should I try to get a face-to-face interview dressed exactly
May
how
5th?
She looks with the hoops and the acrylics?
Where's
Cashme de Mayo?
Cashme de Mayo at the Beecham downtown. Okay. She can't even go to get drinks afterwards. She can't even drive her own car.
Oh, God.
On the boob tube tonight.
Yeah.
The Voice, 8 p.m., third round of the live playoffs on NBC. Fourth season premiere of Hip Hop Squares, 10 p.m. on VH1. Tonight's schedule also includes Empire and Riverdale at 8 p.m. You can catch Cynthia Nixon and Alan Cumming on Stephen Colbert. Have a great hump day, Jones, and remember,
smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Sabrina. Live trivia when we come back. So if you would like to play, now is the time when you pick up the phone and dial us up. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers will go head to head for a great prize, and you're going to play along on the News Junkie app. Get ready to go at 105. The questions appear. Answer quickly. Great prize for the week for whoever's on top of the scoreboard. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
Live trivia in just a moment. Make sure you got the app all fired up and ready to go. I know some people have been saying, I've been getting the app alerts a little late. I don't even know if I got mine today. If they are coming in a little bit late, we're working on that, as well as this big app update push. So many things going on. I've been talking back and forth with Brett to get the Secret Shows video finally launched.
I feel like we haven't had a big app update, like a major one, in quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Probably at least 6, 7, maybe 8 months, maybe even longer than that. So this will be nice to get this out there very soon for you to get your hands on it. And don't forget, right now you can get these Stay Fickle shirts. These are awesome shirts for spring, a little different than some of the stuff that's been done. The next one's going to be edgy and darker. This one's fun, beachy. You can wear it to work. There's a tank top version as well and a onesie, and you can get it all right now at GetSkywall.com, but not for long. So make a move on these ones in particular. Signing up for Secret Shows will get you a 20% discount over at GetSecretShows.com. Just listen to the latest show for that code. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. Seven questions for two callers and for you. You're playing along right now in the News Junkie app, and thank you for that. Good luck to whoever gets the top of the scoreboard there and gets the Game Boy with 600 games right on it. That should be fun to really blow some time with, and we'll get some players here. Where should I go? Let's see. Let's go to Howie. Are you there?
I am.
All right, Howie. Make sure your radio's down and all that good stuff, and I'll bring you against.
It is.
Edward, are you there?
I am.
All right, good. Edward and Howie are players in live trivia today, and I wish you both, honest to God, the best of luck, but only one person can be the winner. Let's see who it is. Number one, MSNBC has decided to change up a particular element of the cable news outlet's programming when its morning programming launched this week. This was missing: the Peacock logo, the scrolling news ticker, the theme song, or the S and the C in MSNBC. Go ahead, Howie.
Number three.
Edward.
scrolling news ticker.
Number two, despite the house next door getting blown off the ground during a tornado that ripped through Greensboro, North Carolina, one teen made headlines for continuing to play this game during the storm. Was that game World of Warcraft, Fortnite, Fruit Ninja, or Robot Unicorn Attack? Edward.
Fortnite.
Howie.
Number two.
We're going to question number three. Feral cats are a big problem in Jefferson, Iowa, but many people found the city's solution even more problematic. So the policy has now been suspended. What was their solution? Allowing postal workers to run over the cats? Poisoning the cats? Allowing cops to shoot the cats? Or using a giant laser to direct cats out of the town? Howie.
I would guess the laser.
The laser? All right, that makes sense. Edward, what do you think?
Number three.
One of those cat lasers. We'll see if that works out. Number four, yesterday we talked about a 19-year-old in Tennessee that's celebrating 2 years of marriage with his 72-year-old wife. He apparently popped the question 2 weeks after meeting this woman who is much older than he is. Where'd they meet? Perkins, a Vivian Westwood outlet, Chuck E. Cheese, or the Tennessee Shuffleboard Championship? Edward.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Howie.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Number five, a new study has found that 1 in 8 people are walking around with traces of this on your hands. Is it feces, rabies, semen, or cocaine? Howie.
Feces.
Edward, what do you think?
Cocaine.
Number six, just two left. A Greek metal band were arrested in Eastern Europe on terrorism charges because of their band name. What is their band name? Nazi UFO Commander, Satan's Almighty Penis, Hoobastank, or Rotting Christ? Edward.
Rotting Christ.
Howie.
Hoobastank.
And the final question.
Huh.
He's doing very well. The final question. Yesterday we learned in order to hit the high note in the theme song to Goldfinger, the 007 flick, Shirley Bassey or Basie had to do this between takes. Did she have to remove her bra, step on a tack, inhale a balloon filled with helium, or twist her own nipples? Howie?
Step on a tack.
All right, and go ahead, Edward.
Same thing.
Okay. Not great. Not great. Somebody has to win. Howie?
He's not a perfect person.
Edward, maybe just give it to Hoobastank, the guys in Hoobastank. I don't know what they're doing now. They'll get the prize if nobody gets three. Let's go back through the starting at question number one. What did MSNBC drop this week?
Howie said the theme song, and that was MSNB wrong. It was Edward that said the scrolling news ticker, and that answer.
I should have told you. Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. Our good friends and good supporters of the show over there. Just ordered some more magnets for them. They're going to have some very, very soon. So if you're over there bothering them, just buy trucks for now. Get magnets later. Go to NationsTrucks.com as we go on to question number two. Despite the house next door getting blown off the ground, one teen decided to play this game.
It was Edward and Howie that both said Fortnite. Fortnite, more like Fortnite.
Number three, feral cats are a big problem. What was the solution in Jefferson, Iowa?
Howie said use a giant laser to direct the cats out of town.
I'm rooting for that one. No?
No.
Such a good idea, though.
Edward said allowing cops to shoot the cats, and that answer, right meow, is right.
It's a budget issue is what it is. Jefferson doesn't have the funds for those giant lasers. Once they get that, everything will change. Number four, yesterday we talked about a 19-year-old who was married to a 72-year-old woman. They met here.
It was Ed and Howie that said Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid could get married to an old lady.
Number five, a new study found that 1 in 8 people, look around you right now, look around you and spot 8 people. One of those people have this on their hands.
Two.
Howie said feces, and that answer was crappy. Edward said cocaine, and that was right.
There's a bunch of people on TV on this commercial right now. If you factor them in, and then us, like all those people and us, right there, one of those people has cocaine on their hands for sure. Number six, a Greek metal band was arrested
that
for...
That hippo's got cocaine right on his horn.
Oh, probably, more than anybody. A Greek metal band was arrested for their band name. What's the band name?
Howie said Hoobastank.
Could have been Hoobastank. Kidding me! Are you sure it's not Hoobastank? Can you double check?
they should be arrested for terrible music, but not terrorism.
Oh,
Edward
Hoobastank's nice.
Said rotting Christ, and that answer was right.
Yeah, Hoobastank just kind of faded out, huh?
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth refused to work with Rotting Christ. Like, would never be on the same bill as them.
Why? Because they're... Just because of how they are as people,
or... I think you just hated them.
Oh, all right. Number seven, the final question. In order to hit the high note in the theme song to Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey had to do this.
Both the players said, step on attack, and that answer was Bond. James, wrong. Correct answer was remove her bra, but we do have a winner with 6 points, Edward!
All right! Congratulations, Edward! He did pretty well. Howie, not so well. Edward, you're a victor in live trivia today. Stay where you are. We're going to get your information and set you up with a prize. What do we have for prizes, C-Lane?
I have a pair of tickets to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and the Beth Hart Band at Hard Rock Live on Friday, August 10th. Those tickets go on sale this Friday. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets for more information. I also have a pair of tickets to see Orlando City take on the San Jose Earthquakes on Saturday, April 21st. That's this Saturday, Orlando City Stadium. Riding a 3-match win streak, Orlando City returns home this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. to face San Jose at what will surely be an electrified Orlando City Stadium. Limited tickets still available. Visit realradio.fm. Keyword tickets for more information.
All right, let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with 1,910 points, took my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was Bry. Followed by Blue Ninja 7, Testicular Manslaughter, B. Dillinger, Ask Holio, DJ Danger Dick, The Dita, Smelly Primate, Laser Blade, and My Best Friend. The back five look like Famunda, Clown Penis Dot Fart, Thomas, right. Ben, and Red Dog.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all. Even you, Red Dog. Thank you for playing along. It's your turn now. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store to download the app. Get it on your phone, whether it's an Android or an iOS device. And you can play along. You can get on the show and do so much more. It's absolutely free. Unless, of course, you want to sign up for secret shows. Then you throw a couple bucks our way each month. But you don't have to. It's free if you want. And search for The News Junkie in the App Store. When we come back, a man started taking pills, and that changed everything. And I mean everything for him. The details when we return. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
How many people are on drugs? Just I mean, in total. Prescription.
I thought you wanted us to react to that.
Otherwise.
2-1.
I'm not gonna poll you guys on this, Sabrina, Celia. I mean, it's inappropriate for me to even ask, but I'm talking about prescription drugs. I can say that we'll all come at this from the very same angle, at least from watching this on television. When you see these commercials and they tell you about the latest drug, and it's for heartburn or for whatever, and they go through all of the side effects. It's almost become comical at this point. You listen to them and they go, side effects are this and this and this.
And it's really fast and really low. But then if you slow down, then you realize that you are going to have suicidal thoughts when you're just trying to save indigestion.
And all they do is show video during, like, when that's happening, when the Micro Machines guy is giving you all the warnings about what this drug is going to do to you and your body and your mind. When that's happening, there's a couple holding hands and they're running down the beach. And they're going on the Ferris wheel at the park. They're doing all this stuff. And you're learning about all the things that can go wrong. I've never heard of this as a side effect. A man by the name of Scott Purdy, he is 23 years old, and says not only was he heterosexual, I'm just using the adjectives in front of me, he was a hot-blooded heterosexual. And now
hot-blooded.
He's adamant that he became homosexual after taking medication for his broken foot. He talked to the folks on This Morning in the UK, and he honestly is trying to make the claim that his prescription, let's just look this up if we can. I don't even know what this drug does. Pregabalin, P-R-E-G-A-B-A.
Oh, no, that's going to make you gay.
L-I-N. Pregaballin' made him lose his sexual attraction to women and all of a sudden get turned on by guys. And now he's making the rounds on all these media outlets. I don't know if he's screwing with everybody or if he's using this to justify some feelings that maybe he was trying to keep down for the rest of his life. But there was even another doctor on the show. They got into a screaming match like, this can't do it to you. Yes, it can. And did the painkillers make this guy gay? Became a heated conversation on this show. Scott Purdy, as I said, 23 years old. Let's listen to him. Let's see if he sounds like he's telling the truth.
I never had no desires for men. Gay! I didn't look upon men like, I really want you. Or anything like that. It's
now
so
he
recent.
Does,
it's happened so out of the blue. Mm. Especially after I experimented before.
Yeah.
At a younger age. Mm. And.
Well, hold on. You experimented before. Scott, who says he kissed a boy as a teenager, but said it wasn't for me to this teenager afterwards, now says all of a sudden the pills have made him gay. I don't know. Something tells me if you were given that a shot in your early years, maybe you have some kind of interest in it. Maybe you're bisexual. Who knows? Don't just suggest that this is all the pills. And nobody else is taking Pregabalin, whatever that is, and going, oh, I'm totally with you, man. Now I can't stop thinking about guys, Scott. I'm with you. And he's all on his own in these claims. So hold on, more from him. Let's see if he's going to convince us here. Scott Purdy.
What's the reaction been like then with sort of family and what have they said about it?
Well, I'm actually not in contact with any of my family.
Right, okay.
Through other
reasons. What about friends?
He's trolling us.
But friends, well, you see, there's a couple of people that I talk to and that, and they've found it quite bizarre. But the few that I've spoken to kind of understand, but kind of not. It's very hard.
Yeah, because it's a big...
But they also know, like, when I posted it on Facebook about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, I posted saying that I'm gay and I'm very happy, but I didn't say the reason why. And everyone was commenting on my status saying, wow, we didn't see that coming. That's a great show.
On my status. When I told them that this prescription medication I've been taking... made me gay.
He's already looking for dudes to hook up with. He's on Plenty of Fish.
Well, I mean, if he's trolling and he's going to go the extra mile to actually hook up with guys, then maybe he's not trolling. Maybe he's just coming into his own sexuality later in his life than some other people.
I don't know if he's trying to blame the drugs because he's...
What's the goal? Like, if he's messing with us... And he's doing this just as like some kind of lark. What's the goal? Just to get attention? Just to get people to pay attention to him?
Is he still taking the stuff? Because that means you like being gay, dude.
Yeah, I think he is still taking it. He took it when he broke his foot.
There are other painkillers.
All that is a painkiller, right? Pregabalin or...
Believe.
I just never heard of that one before. Maybe this guy has. He's on all kinds of pills. Right Side Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Sean. How are you guys?
Good. While I can understand your voice before you fade out and become completely unintelligible, have you ever heard of the painkiller Pregabalin?
Actually, no, I have not.
Are you on any painkillers currently?
Yeah, always, yes.
Yeah, you are, because only half of your body works, and so you have to take painkillers to obviously get through the day and make you feel better and whatnot. Have you ever had any side effects from them?
No, but, you know, I can't understand how he's playing the pills. What happened is he was partying, took too many of them, got messed up, got his fudge packed, liked it. Now he's gay, playing the pills.
Oh, my God. What are you, in 93? Like... Come on, Scott.
Oh, my voice went all that fast?
No, you said fudge pack.
He thought his voice was...
Well, I just put it... I didn't want to be too descriptive.
Thank you, Right Side Scott. There he goes. He doesn't know much about Pregabalin, I guess, or I might be saying that wrong completely. He has the creepiest laugh of all of the laughs. He has the most bizarre. Thank you, Right Side Scott. I just don't know if I believe this guy. I think something is going on here. Or I think he was just always gay. I mean, you don't become gay because of a pill. It doesn't happen that way. It's not the way... that things occur.
Oh, or so you think. Us gays may be up to something.
He got his fudge packed and he
liked it. Found out he liked it. He
liked it so much.
Now he's going back and blaming the drugs instead.
Because it's so out of character for me.
Yeah.
Okay, Ranch, a very direct question. Can a painkiller turn you gay?
To the doctor.
In very simple terms, I'm going to say no. But I know I'm going to be as pragmatic about this as I can be. First and foremost, I think it's great that you're happy. And I think that's the most important thing here. And whatever it takes for you to be happy is good for you. So, professionally speaking, pregabalin is a medication that calms the activity of nerves down, which is why it's used in conditions like epilepsy, nerve pain disorders, which is probably why it was used for you.
Yeah, I bet where he's going is this is something that calms your nerves down. Maybe you always felt this way. Your sexuality was always pointed in this direction. And you simply are relaxed and calm enough to embrace it and share that with people now. It's not that anything turned anything anyway. It's just simply that you're more comfortable with sharing things at this very moment. Those on the painkiller, though, report back. Tell us if that's having the same impact on you. Maybe it's just a huge, huge issue out there. I can't believe it. Very, very, very soon, Westworld Season 2 is coming back.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
God damn it. That means I've got to do some binge watching of Westworld Season 1 because it's been so long, I don't remember any of it.
It means that I've been binge watching the wrong show because I've been catching up on Better Call Saul in anticipation for that to come back, which is not even soon like Westworld is.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Is this the only show that we're all caught up on?
Is that Westworld?
Sabrina, you've seen all of Westworld, correct?
Yes, I have.
All right, C-Lane, you've seen it all. It's maybe the only one where we're all completely caught up on this. Of course, we've had 8,000 years.
There's only been one season, so.
And we've had a long time to catch up. But it was really awesome and exciting to watch that first season unfold. I find this to be a good barometer for where somebody's at in the human versus robot war. Because I found all these people, my girlfriend included, rooting for these robots on Westworld. They want them to take over the humans. And I was the only person, it would seem, at the time that thought that was crazy and wanted the humans to be victorious.
Did you try and watch their spoiler video?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, yeah. I only watched when I went into your studio. You were showing me that they were pulling one over on some of the folks who were in that Reddit thread, I guess. They had announced that they were going to spoil the whole season and thankfully didn't end up doing that.
Like they'd had some stuff that looks like it was clips from the show or could be and stuff. All of a sudden they like stop everything in the like the Western world.
Uh-huh.
And the one prostitute that they lobotomized is playing the piano and the girl is singing Rick Astley.
Aw, oh, damn you. We got Rickrolled?
We're no strangers to love.
She's got a great voice.
She does. You know she was in the Beatles movie, Across the Universe.
Was she?
Yeah, it was awesome.
The trailer for Westworld Season 2 has that kind of version of a heart-shaped box by Nirvana. It is chilling. Like, it's really, really good. They did a promo, though, that's getting some attention this week. I'll get to that in a second. First, let's talk to Kara. Go ahead, Kara.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. The medication you were referring to is Lyrica.
Lyrica.
I've been taking it for almost 20 years.
Are you gay?
It didn't turn me into a lesbian. No.
No.
Wait, so pregabalin is also Lyrica?
It's just another name for
it? Brand name.
Got it.
Yeah, Lyrica.
All right, so Lyrica is popular, then a lot of people are on this.
Yeah, I take it for fibromyalgia.
Yeah, see, so I've seen this all over the place. Thank you, Kara. I appreciate it. Yeah, that happens. Like, sometimes they market drugs different ways in different countries and stuff.
Well, for the sake of live trivia, pregabalin is what he used.
Just remember that. Jot it down somewhere.
And if all the other ones sound like gay stuff, go with pregabalin.
Probably a clue. Westworld Season 2 is showing up very soon on your television, and they did as a promotion for this a thing where they put a robot that they called Fred in a London pub, and they just set him up in a booth in the corner, and the guy, just like the Westworld robots looked so, well, I mean, the Westworld robots are real people, but they looked so real, and this thing, like the eyebrows moved, everything moved, and people would sit down next to this guy, and then they'd have it start talking to them like this.
What are your thoughts on the impending humanoid robot invasion?
And people are like, what the hell?
Humanoid robots are so much more useful than humans.
You better watch it, buddy.
I don't know about you, but I'm excited about seeing Westworld. Terrible weather. Terrible weather.
People are just looking at this thing like, what in the hell is next to me right now in this booth?
It's sunny.
Is something wrong? Do you want to meet your maker?
Done by Engineered Arts.
Very spooky.
Spooky?
Spooky.
I'm in the room, Jen.
Man.
Westworld on Now TV.
Sounds real.
The back and forth, they made that sound like a real conversation between the robot and the guy. A PR stunt that's getting them a lot of attention, as if they need it. I mean, so many people, I think, are excited to get back in with Westworld. I got to go back because I don't remember that much. And now I think, isn't it in this season that they go past just the Western world, as in Westworld, and
right.
they go to like a, isn't it like a Japanese one?
Samurai
war?
With the half painted faces, they're supposed to be really scary.
It's like worlds mixing now.
But there's one human left, the old guy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
There's more than that. There's that.
Everyone else got killed.
See, I don't even remember. It's been that long.
There has to be one of those YouTube videos that sums up the entire season. I watched it for the first season of Game of Thrones because I didn't want to watch the pilot for the fifth time.
Oh, yeah, where they go, they do like all the last time on Westworld.
Yeah, and then they sum it up in like 20 minutes and you understand what happened.
See, that's an important way to start this whole thing. Before season two, we're going to all need to go back and see what the hell happened about 8 million years ago for season one of Westworld. Back in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You're listening to the News Junkie. Sean Wasson.
In just a moment, including an adorable story to kick things off. Every once in a while, good news gets worked into the show here and there. And, of course, we'll get to your dispatches in just a second. You can send them in through the News Junkie app. Make sure you have it downloaded. There is a giant community of people that have the app, and I want you to be next. So search for The News Junkie in the App Store. And once you confirm your email, you can pop into chat. You know, so many people go, you got to confirm my email. Once you get it yourself, get the email and confirm it, maybe check your spam folder or something just to make sure, you'll see that you can jump in, you can chat with people, you can comment on dispatches, send your own in and get on the show just like this. Here is Tater Boy with a dispatch.
What up, News Junkie and crew? Just checking in on a lovely Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sean, C-Lane, Sabrina, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, just to touch back on what ex-soldier was talking about busting your ass and looking around.
You too?
When I was a kid, I used to work for a produce company and would jump up and down off of these loading docks all the time like it was nothing. And about a month ago, when I was getting my new equipment, my carpet cleaning, tile cleaning machine installed in my new van, the guy was working on it, and I said, hey, you mind if I jump up and take a look at it? He's like, no, go ahead. So me thinking I was still 18 years old, I went to jump my fat 41-year-old ass up on the loading dock,
Busted
both of my knees, and then I got both my feet kicking on the side of the wall trying to get up like in a freaking cartoon. And, yeah. Two people saw me. It wasn't good.
They'll never forget it.
It was bad. I went home and got really, really drunk. But anyhow, it was pretty damn funny. Peace out. Everyone have a good day.
Yeah, it's so funny, the human psyche and how everything works. The first thing you think about, number one, you might go very quickly for a second. Ah, is anything broken? The second thing immediately after that is, who just saw me do this embarrassing thing? And then what could I do to get out of this without looking any more stupid than I already have looked in front of these people. Here's Paul.
Just ordered my Still Fickle t-shirt and tank top. It's an awesome design, guys. Can't wait to have it.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate that. Thanks for the support. Here's Two Girls, One Stream.
Hey, News Junkies. It's me, Two Girls, One Stream. I am so bored today.
My littlest started VPK, and I have no clue what to do with myself. I have 2.5 hours that I have to, like, stay nearby because otherwise I'm wasting a ton of gas. I need more friends in my life. But hey, chatters, love you all. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you. Two girls, one stream. Just I'm only hearing one girl on the dispatch. Two people share? All right, I'm not sure.
If we end up hearing two streams, it's on.
It's going to be very, very weird if that happens. But thank you for the dispatch. Let's go over to Empire State Head and see what's happening here.
So I go to order my girlfriend's shirt and my shirt and realize that there's no toddler shirts. My now 3-year-old has been listening to you guys since she popped out the womb.
Come on.
Even before. So she's going to be really upset that she doesn't get a matching shirt with her mom.
Get a small.
And then put it in the dryer a few times.
But it's okay. I'll tell her the next one that you guys are going to make. It's going to have shirts in her size.
Make your kid fat.
All right, well, wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
When we first started out with the shirts, it was the other direction. Actually, I remember, like, even at the 5 a.m. hour, I'd say, the shirts beyond 2X are way more expensive, just the actual shirts to buy. So a 3X, a 4X, they're very expensive for the material. It's a huge difference. So people would go, hey, do 3X or 4X. I go, all right, fine. You put those out there. And then you go, hey, let's try a onesie because that'll be fun. And now there's a problem because there's not one for every single age and size of human being
yet
on the planet. Just take that small and wash it on down. I'm sure there's something you could YouTube, like how to shrink a shirt, and they'll tell you how to take that and make it little kid size. Make it like 3-year-old size, and then you'll have an exclusive one that nobody else has. That's the best thing you could go for, I think. Let's talk to JR. Go ahead, JR.
Junkies, what's going on?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, got a pretty interesting story today. My wife got the IRS scam call this morning.
Yeah.
And, she had called me. She was all busy. She's going to jail. You got to run to Walmart and wire them $4,300, blah, blah, blah. So they kept calling her. So I decided, I told her to give me the number if they're going to have
to. Yeah, atta boy.
I'm going to harass them. So I blew them up all morning, ordering pizzas, asking them how I'm going to send them a sack full of nickels, Western Union, all this good stuff. The last call I gave them, they got tired of it, and this was probably about 20, 30 calls into it, and the gentleman stated to me, you better send the money or I'm going to blank you, your wife, and your father.
Make
and,
love?
And, yeah, and not in a loving way, though. But
he's going to bang your father?
They listed my wife's name, my name, and my father's name. That's the creepy part about it. They didn't say your wife, you, and your father. They listed their names accurately. Yeah. So that was pretty creepy. And there's some aggressive son of a guns, man, let me tell you.
They get your information, JR, from random stuff you sign up for online. And one of the times I got a call, and when I wasted enough of their time, I think we played the clip on the show, the guy said he was going to kill me.
Yeah.
That he was going to, and he said, I'm going to come to your house at 123 any street and kill you. I was like, oh.
And he actually said 123 any street.
Right, because that's what I filled in as a fake address on the internet once. And so he thinks he's intimidating me or scaring me by reading off my address. And he doesn't realize that it's fake as hell.
Yeah, that happens this time of year, and it'll happen through today because the IRS deadline was extended throughout Wednesday. This time of year, they're really preying on people that get scared by hearing that there's a call and they're going to go to jail. And the one thing really, really easy that you can spot, one way to identify one of these scam calls that's just really, really easy. Now, you should do more thinking than this, but is there a lot of noise in the background? Because these people work in big boiler rooms. And on the fake calls like this, you'll hear, and there's people talking everywhere. Cubicles are stacked on cubicles on cubicles, and everybody's making calls and trying to screw people over.
I wonder what they're getting paid. What's their hourly?
We asked that one guy. Remember the guy who just admitted everything to us? Like the biggest scam he did in one day? And everybody thought it was a fake call afterwards. It wasn't. It's somewhere on Best Of next time that pops up. Let's go ahead and do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. You're saying that along with me. You need to remember this, because if you get in an accident, you need an attorney. and you may not be able to say many things or remember many things, but when you come to and open your eyes, just go 1-800-DEWITT-LAW. There you go. Now the train is on the tracks, and not the poop train, just the regular actual justice train. And you could also email your questions to ask@dewittlaw.com. Well, there's been talk in Washington, D.C. of 16-year-olds voting. So I say, if the youngins are going to get to vote and do some of this other stuff, they need to serve the community like the rest of us. So I say no excuses when it comes to this 4-year-old by the name of Damian Schrader, who was called up for jury duty. He's just a young boy. He's always been a very serious child, his mom says.
Guilty.
But she was a little surprised in Damien's great-grandmother's mailbox when she found out that he was ordered to skip preschool and show up at the Luzerne County Courthouse. The school said they would be happy to give him the time off, but they formally excused him because they said perhaps he's a little bit too young. Although adults get jaded. Once you get to the adult territory, you have all these things in your mind that jade you. 4-year-olds will give you a real honest take on things. Like, you go up to a 4-year-old and go, "You like my shirt?" 4-year-old's going to tell you the truth. They're going to say it.
Exactly.
They're going to say it right out, what they feel about things, and just give it to you. Woman hurt in a deadly Ohio fair accident gets $1.8 million. This was at the Ohio State Fair, an Amusements of America ride. It was called the Fireball. I don't know if I know what the Fireball ride is.
Disgusting whiskey.
Says she was 18 when a carriage on the Fireball ride broke apart, killing a teenager and seriously injuring her and three others. The family of the man who died. How strange is this? Now, this woman got a $1.8 million settlement and is dealing with traumatic brain injuries that will affect her for the rest of her life. That's very intense stuff. The guy who died only got $1.3 million. Hmm. The person who survived ended up getting more than this.
Well, I'd imagine because of the life that she has to lead now.
Yeah, I guess they can prove future damages. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just the value of this person's life, which is just a horrible thing to even consider, but they can prove damages into the future. $1.8 million for that family.
I think maybe we saw... Oh, no, that's definitely not the one we saw.
What, there's a video on it?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, my God. Is it just completely break up?
It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like, six groupings of 4 seats.
All right.
And they're all arranged in a circle where everybody faces each other, I believe. And then the whole thing twists around, like rotates, and swings.
And then
back
it just...
and forth. And one of the groupings of 4 seats just came off.
Oh, my God.
And launched off into the, some vehicle or
all
something.
Right. Let's take that video and put it on See It Now. And so everybody can see what happened here. $1.8 million verdict for that. Some more stories we'll get to, maybe in stories that didn't make the cut. But when we come back, we've been talking about these virginity auctions. Well, maybe, just maybe, the truth behind these auctions has just surfaced. What's really happening? Stand by for that. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio.
Real Radio 104.1. Because the newspapers don't come with cliff notes or potentially offensive accents. This is the News Junkie.
The truth about what's been going on with these virginity auctions that have been popping up in the news over and over in just a second. You know what I used? I forgot about this. This weekend, for the first time, I did one of those Amazon, what do they call it? Like when you go to the storage locker kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amazon locker.
Yeah, I'd never done one of those things before, but we got some video equipment for the actual Real Radio studio. And want to try to start streaming things during the show, hopefully, and get some fun content out there for you so you can peek into what we're doing visually and then, you know, go back to the radio afterwards. Just another idea as we add more video to what's happening around here. So I wanted to get that to toy with it. Celia and I were going to kind of mess with the settings and stuff on the show on Monday. And I said, oh, you can do this locker thing. And I thought, oh, it seems like a little weird. They have one on the UCF campus. I don't know if a lot of them are on college campuses or if that's just a random thing.
They have some. That's the one you used?
Yeah. It was the closest one that I thought I could find. Unless I missed the boat on... Was there one right downtown?
UCF is the closest one you can think of?
UCF was
the only option they gave me when I did it.
Maybe it's where it's delivering through or something. And there might be other ones.
What's the other one?
There's one I believe there's one at the 7-Eleven.
That's one locker. UCF is like a whole office space with a bunch of lockers.
Yeah, this is like a whole room. It's like I think it used to be a UPS store or something.
All right, but there used to be one. They took away the one that was closest to my house, which I was kind of annoyed with because I thought it was a great idea to have
it
there. I don't know that the awareness is there. Like, I don't know why they took it away, and if it's because nobody was using it, it's because people aren't aware of it.
My theory is that Amazon is trying to bulletproof themselves right now. The president has a hard-on for Amazon. I don't exactly know why. It might be an old, long-standing business thing or whatever, but Jeff Bezos and Amazon, not close with the president. And I think it's because of a lot of Donald Trump's friends own businesses that they think have been worked down unfairly by a monopoly that is Amazon. Whatever the case may be there, the president's been going after Amazon and saying that they're not paying fair amounts of money to USPS. So Amazon has been using all sorts of different delivery providers. You'll notice it gets mixed up a little bit now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. They're mixing it up wherever they can. And then I think they're really bulletproofing themselves with these pickup locations so that if all hell broke loose, they'd still have their own infrastructure and then just have to add some Uber-type delivery cars to bring it to people's houses.
Well, one of the awesome things about the locker is that you can also return things in it.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
I had, I think, a pair of jeans that didn't fit and wanted to go return them. I happen to have a label printer here at work, so I printed out the label that they gave me, put it in one of our shirt bags,
all right,
and then just packaged it up. I go to the Amazon locker, the one that was by my house that they took away, and then scanned it. They opened the locker. I put it in there, closed it. The next day, my money was back.
Yeah, it's easy.
It was greasy. There are...
Greasy.
So, easy greasy.
So many lockers that are closer than UCF.
I'm telling you, that was the only one they gave me for the selection for some reason. And I'm glad they did because it was like this big, nice building. And then you go over to your locker and you get a passcode. And then you swipe your phone underneath this thing. And then the locker opens. You get whatever your package was. You don't even have to interface with anybody while you're there if you don't want to. But you might want to because I'm sitting there. I go, they made this the greatest thing ever. If I was at UCF, I'd get everything delivered there. And I'm sure a lot of people do. They have free coffee out there. They had free breakfast bagels from Dunkin' Donuts or something. Just laying out on the counter. Like, no charge for anything. Free Red Bull. It was like a free store where you just go and pick up your Amazon stuff. And I think they have Wi-Fi because there's people hanging out. And so it's a pretty awesome thing that I've seen before as an option, but just didn't use. And I think part of a longer-term plan for Amazon, just in case all hell breaks loose. There have been these virginity auctions in the news over the last several years. We talked about Alexandria Kefrem, 19-year-old, who auctioned herself off back in November of 2016 to the highest bidder on a website called Cinderella Escorts.
Oh, yes. That was the one that was rumored to be a Hollywood person, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or the losing bidder?
I think they did the thing where they go, we can't tell you who this is, but one's a major attorney, and the second bidder was a Hollywood this. And they don't tell you anybody's name, but they get you excited about it and get more news. Well, she's saying it was all a lie, and she's saying that exact story is the case with many of these other people doing the same thing. She said for Cinderella Escorts, it was the founder, a guy, well, I don't know, Jan, I'm assuming it's a guy, but maybe it is a woman. Either way, the person behind Cinderella Escorts, Jan Zakobileski, said that they set this whole thing up with her and pretended like they were going to auction off her virginity for like $2.5 million and did not do it. Just did it to get the press from everything. Faked the auction. Faked all that stuff.
So she did not get any money at all.
She got money. She got paid to be the pretend virginity auction girl in the center of this whole story. But nobody paid $2.5 million for her virginity. And what this was done for, she says, was so that girls all over the world and even in the U.S. would go, man, I could get that much money for my virginity, to encourage them to sign up for the escort services.
That's sick.
On the Cinderella Escorts website, which is probably a manipulation that was successful, I would guess. You get so many people listening to this or hearing this stuff. It definitely spreads out. Hell, I mean, I was talking about the documentary that I was watching the other day about this cult that moved into the west of the United States and started taking over this town. And the cult was some pretty terrible people. They started as if they were these peaceful, spiritual folks. And in fact, they ended up doing some things. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't seen the Netflix series. But they ended up doing some things that were pretty unbelievable. Including, and this is in the trailer, but the Wild Wild Country trailer shows that they poisoned the entire town that they were living in.
Spoiler alert.
And I said, you know what's pretty unbelievable? You get this out there, and although it might make them look slightly bad in some of these situations, there's also going to be some people who've never heard of this cult, which still exists.
Oh, it does.
And they're going to get a flood of people that buy their books and go over to India and the place where this temple that they have set up over there. It's going to drive membership. So some people will look at it and go, man, these people are terrible. Other people will go, no, this seems very interesting. Look how happy all the members are. I want to be a part of that. Just like the Scientology takedowns. Undoubtedly, that is driving some people to be interested and curious about what Scientology is all about.
People like watch that and go, I want to do that.
They'll say, what if they're getting a bad rap? Let me investigate this. And they'll go see the people with the business cards and the smiles on their faces and say, you should be happier. Go to Scientology. It'll make you a happier person.
All you need to do is give us your secrets and money.
Yeah, just sit down here and tell me all the dirt that I can use against you later. Let's talk to Joy. Go ahead, Joy.
Hi. I was hearing on the news the other day that Jeff Bezos has something to do with the Washington Post.
Yes.
He's always trying to get him, so I think that's the source of his ire.
Yeah. He personally purchased the Washington Post a while back, and obviously they have ran some things very critical of the president, so... yeah, Joy, I mean, that's another reason. I think there's probably a lot of layers to his hate for Amazon, but they're also pivoting and trying to be smart enough that in case he goes nuts and attempts to wage a war against Amazon.com, that they have something to go with. Now, Amazon.com does have some competitors. I just haven't seen them get a lot of traction, like Jet.com.
Walmart.com.
Walmart's big. Jet is something that popped up, and they said, hey, we're just like Amazon, except cheaper and better customer service.
That's what they all say until they get bigger. Yeah.
As soon as they get even like half the size of Amazon, they're going to do the same damn thing. Once you get that weight to throw around, everybody ends up doing the same thing. When we come back, a mother is very angry about a particular game, and her name just happens to be Sabrina. Sabrina's mad. She wants to protect you and your kids. And it's from a game that I'll explain to you next. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Real Radio. Radio.
104.1. Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
Out of all the sports, what do you think is the most dangerous sport to actually go to and watch? There's all the different things you could do. The most dangerous to be in the audience for, I would say basketball is like the least of your worries. Unless you're one of the photographers at the end of the court. Every once in a while you catch a knee to the face, you get pushed out of the way a little bit while somebody's dunking or getting hit out of the side of the court there. Soccer seems pretty safe, other than soccer hooligans causing issues in some countries like South America and over in Europe. Not really here. We don't have that issue. Baseball, I guess every once in a while you get a foul ball that hits somebody and hurts, or a bat. Ooh, a piece of a bat that wings out into the crowd can really do some damage. But there's a mother named Sabrina Patty, and her two sons love hockey. And in fact, they love the Tampa Bay Lightning as well. So she and her husband, Ryan, took them to their first ever Lightning game this past weekend. Game two of the first round Eastern Conference playoff series against the New Jersey Devils. So this woman is all excited. She's got her family there. She's a huge fan of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And she happened to sit in one of the spots in the arena where it's a little dangerous. And there's no, you're like in a, you're in a gap between where the glass covers you and where the net covers you. And if it's icing or if whatever happens, the puck can get over there and end up being dangerous. This woman got slammed in the face.
Ow.
With this hockey puck. And just looking at this, it turns out a hockey puck can do a hell of a lot of damage. They don't even know how bad this is going to get yet. She's got post-concussion type symptoms. Numbness on the left side of her face. She's got a left eye is black and a knot on her forehead that you will not believe until you look at this and see it now.
That is pucked up.
If the puck would have hit her horizontally, like as in flat, they said she would have lost her vision. She could have lost her eye. It hit her vertically as it came in. The team spokesman apologized. Everybody apologized. But she's saying she wants everybody to know just how dangerous this stuff is.
Well, I read that she's lawyered up, which I don't know that that's going to help her much.
Isn't it in the back of the ticket a waiver?
Yeah.
There's like an indemnification clause that says the team and the arena, in this case the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Amalie Arena, are not responsible for your injuries.
Well, if I channeled my inner Moses DeWitt, I'm guessing. Let's make sure we ask him this when he comes in this week.
Your marriage in... Got it. All right.
If you ask him, I bet he would say there are different ways to look at this. And one would be, yes, that ticket probably protects them a lot, unless they were being negligent.
Ah.
Right? Because he says that word sometimes and it sounds lawyery. So negligent. If they... There's
Sean.
Something about the
Sean.
Arena that was negligent.
Criminally negligent.
Criminally negligent.
Boom.
Hence liable under the law as established.
Vis-a-vis.
What are those things?
Yeah.
But I'm sure if there was something that wasn't done to keep these people safe, the lawyer will find an issue there. There is something that you do when you go to these games. You have to understand that there is an inherent danger because there are pucks flying around at a very high rate of speed. They say, yeah, when you attend an NHL game, you enter into an agreement that says neither the venue nor the hockey team are liable for your injuries. And the lawyer said there hasn't been a lot of sympathy for his client. Nobody seems to be worried about it. Wait till you see the photo, though. The photo? Wow.
Yeah, it's on See It Now right now. She got a big old welt.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The lump. When you see somebody who their face is totally normal, and then all of a sudden they have, it looks like they just glued a cue ball to their forehead. That's a really significant thing.
If she turned her head to the left in front of you,
it would look weird.
No. She would look normal.
Wait. But like,
if she's in front of you, right? Uh-huh. She's facing you, and she turns her head to her left.
Okay.
She would look normal.
Yeah.
The right side of her face, just nice and fine. Pretty looking teacher. Turn to the right. Big old welt, big old black eye, holy crap.
It stands out quite a bit when you take a look. In the See It Now section of the News Junkie app, you'll be able to find that. A teenager that is better than most kids who are 14 years old, an honest kid named Billy Reed, was walking the beach in Florida. He was on Juneau Beach, a beautiful area. I've been there many times. Billy's a ninth grader. He goes to Palm Beach Day Academy. And not only is he a good kid, he was doing a good thing. He was doing a walk for autism with the Teen Golf Association, where he stumbled upon the find of a lifetime, of anybody's lifetime. And he, instead of doing something bad with it, turn it around to show us just how good he is. Here's some more details.
Who couldn't use $1,500 at any time, right? Right now, especially. But now's Amy Littman with a story of a local teenager who found $1,500 right there along Juno Beach.
Not bad.
And did the right thing.
Turned it in, this kid.
Billy Reed came here Saturday to do a good deed. He and some friends took part in a walk for autism through the first tee of the Palm Beaches. That's when he made the find of a lifetime. This is Billy Reed, 14 years old, a ninth grader at Palm Beach Day Academy, golfer and member of the Teen Golf Association, and now certified Good Samaritan.
He sure is. He finds this while he's walking along the beach. Nobody else sees it, and he sees a $100 bill. He goes, well, what the hell is that? And so when he goes and sees it, he digs, oh my, another $100 bill, and another $100 bill, and another one, and he finds, he looks and he goes, he thought it was a prank.
An instinct.
As Billy was participating in a walk for autism along Juno Beach, he looked down,
and I saw like this just stack of money, and I went there, it was like half buried.
At first, he thought it was just a $100 bill, until he picked it up.
It ended up being like a couple $100 bills and other stuff inside of it.
Actually, it was $1,500.
I was really surprised.
The question that came next, Billy already knew the answer to.
I looked over at my sister and she was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, just turn into police, I guess.
He turned the money over to Juno Beach police.
He thought it was a prank. He thought they were going to have a fishing line attached to it and somebody was hiding and going to prank him. But he immediately walked over to a Juno Beach police officer and handed over the $1,500. And I say to you, Billy Reed, you're a good kid. You're a good kid. Maybe you could be a little less good. You could have found $1,300. You could have found, oh, look, there's $1,100 on the beach.
He must have found $2,000. $1,500 is just specific.
He stopped digging at some point. Like, I'll just move this over here, put some sand over the rest, and come back here when I'm not part of this walk for autism. Have you guys seen anything about this new movie? It's supposed to be the scariest movie in years.
Paddington Bear 2?
It's not Paddington Bear 2, which is kind of frightening.
Space Jam 2?
It's not Space Jam 2, which is not a real thing and will never come out. We've been waiting for it forever. It's a movie called Hereditary. And I watched the preview this morning. Generally, I watch these, and for scary movies, I go, yawn. Like, all right, okay, yeah, it looks a little scary. This one does look pretty frightening. They're saying that it's sort of, what's the one? Poltergeist, like a poltergeist of this generation. And people are freaking out just at the trailer for this. So some of the people who have reviewed this already, like the AV Club, they said that this is the most traumatically terrifying horror movie in ages. And others say it's compared to The Wicker Man and Rosemary's Baby. It arrives in June in the UK, so I think maybe earlier than that or around the same time here. Here's what they say this is all about. If you like scary movies, and people who love them, man, are you into this stuff? They're still doing well at, with A Quiet Place in the theaters. Did you end up seeing that, C-Lane?
I didn't.
Oh, man. You got to see that.
I was supposed to go Monday, and Monday turned into just the laziest day ever.
Well, that happens. Well, the synopsis for this, if you're interested. When Ellen, the matriarch of the Graham family, passes away, her daughter's family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry. The more they discover, the more they find themselves trying to outrun the sinister fate they seem to have inherited. And it's a very, very frightening trailer. I don't know, it's very visual. We may not pick up anything.
Come on, Peter. That's your suit.
It's shot in a really interesting way, too. Freaky deaky.
It's heartening to see so many strange new faces here today. I know my mom would be very touched and probably a little suspicious.
Well, if you're interested...
My mother was a very secretive and private woman.
We like to be scared. June's your month.
It's Grandma. You know you were her favorite, right?
Yeah, there's some freaky scenes in this thing. Check out that trailer for Hereditary on YouTube. Those of you who are into the horror genre are going to eat it up. When we come back, we'll do the final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and of course, today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie. I feel like I'm drowning.
dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. And I saw this story this morning. And wow, man, I hate seeing these because I think that it's going to catch on or people are going to use it for excuses. And the next thing you know, you go to work and everybody in your office stinks a little bit more. There's just a scent kind of hovering around the city that you're in. Next thing you know, the state smells bad and you think you got a problem with poop train. What if nobody showers? Then the United States is just a stink pot, like all the way around a stink pot. They say that experts are claiming we are all showering too many times. An expert says not only can this be unnecessary, it can be harmful to the skin. This is the expert speaking, not me. Anytime you take a shower, especially a hot one, with soap and a scrubbing device like a washcloth or a loofah, you're undermining the integrity of your skin's horny layer. And that's what
my
it's called.
My horny layer?
I didn't know I had a horny layer.
I would never undermine my horny layer.
But it says here, the more showers you take, the more frequently this damage takes place, and the less time your skin has to repair itself through natural oil production. What's more, the horny layer of your skin can be sloughed off by scrubbing, exposing the delicate skin cells beneath that horny layer. Result of showering too frequently is generally dry, irritated, cracked skin. So if you're focusing on issues in your life and you say, I've got some dry, irritated, and cracked skin, maybe dial it down a little bit. Just dial it down, maybe one shower every 2 days. I don't know if I've just a bath a day is just the way it's built into. I wasn't trying to say a bath a day is just the way, but it's built into my schedule.
I'm sure a bath a day is just the way. It keeps the doctor at bay.
It does. It keeps the doctor at bay. When you take a bath a day, it's just the way. There's a better way to put those sentences together as well. But it says from these experts that you don't need to shower as much as you are right now. It's actually bad for you to do so. Quickly, before we do these final dispatches, they were trying to have a great contest. I can't blame them. All over Canada, a chain of East Coast smoke shops were trying to have a great contest. Free weed for a year. Mary Jane's is the name of this chain. And now, because they were trying to have this great contest, they're being investigated by Halifax police. There's been lots of interest about this, but they say they didn't have any details on the amount to be won or the legality of it, and customers must make a purchase to get a ballot. It's more about the contest rules. Being in radio, you learn about this very quickly. And you go, hey, I got a great idea. Here's a great giveaway we could do. Or we could do this for the people who come to this event. And then, if we do a giveaway, we have to do this. There's laws and hoops you have to jump through over and over and over again.
Also worth noting, we are not allowed to send people through hoops.
No.
On flames.
No, we're not allowed to do that for sure. And even at the last minute, they'll tell you stuff about the flames part of things. But free weed for a year is now being investigated. And the folks will have to wait till at least early August and maybe as late as September, when in Canada they can legally purchase recreational marijuana. Let's get to these final dispatches. Oh, here's a very first one. Hopefully it's good. From the big dog.
Hey, Sean.
I'm sorry. Let me get that right since it's your first dispatch. It's the big dot with the first dispatch.
Hey, Sean. Couple of things. Trump does not like Amazon because Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is no friend of his. They're usually trashing him pretty badly. And on the Amazon lockers, I went to order something the other day and got the same thing. It told me I could get it immediately if I went to UCF.
I like that. I love how Amazon has a next day delivery and 2 day delivery. That's great. That's what makes the company as great as they are. But the idea that if you wanted it right now and you could drive somewhere not too far away, and I get it. There's a place that does that. It's called Best Buy. I'm talking about with things that you can't get at more traditional stores, like say high-end video equipment, things like that. There's nowhere you can go to get some of the stuff I might find on BHP photo and video right now, and that would leave an option to do it if bought through Amazon. Here's Sid Gage.
What's up, news junkies? This morning I got on, ordered my shirt on Get Skywall. Everything went through. I didn't have any problems with the order and all that stuff, but So today I get home and I check my mail and the shirt's not in there.
Unbelievable.
I was just curious if something happened, maybe, I don't know. Just try to get that resolved for me and send that my way. Thanks, guys.
Unbelievable.
Pop, pop.
Yeah, we're going to get the shirts hopefully next week, and then the following week you will have them in your hands. And if you hold them close enough, you'll be able to just smell us a little bit, just take in a little bit. The shirts are up for sale, and they are going extremely fast right now. If you go to GetSkywall.com, you can get the Stay Fickle shirt. It's a great summer design. There's a tank top as well. I know it's been a little cold the last couple of days. Trust me, by the time you get this shirt, it's not going to be cold anymore. Cold days are behind us at this point in our lives, or at least at this point in 2018. You'll get the Death to Robots magnet, which is a real cool design, and also a throwback sticker all tossed in for you with this great shirt. Go to GetSkywall.com and do the smart thing. Good God. If you've been listening to this show and thinking, yeah, I might sign up for that Secret Shows thing sometime. Uncensored shows, I could listen to whatever. That sounds pretty fun. All you have to do is sign up for that and you get 20% off. So the shirt costs whatever. 20% off is going to pay for a couple of months. You buy a couple of shirts, your Secret Shows is basically free. Go to Get Secret Shows for that or GetSkywall.com for the actual shirt. Mel Mello.
Hey, Junkies, how's it going? Having a good day? Oh, crap. Oh, snap. Anyway, I don't want to get old, man. I'm scared of that ish. It's just like, I don't know. I'm so flexible. And
I love you. I need you to turn down the radio next time, please. Just turn it down a little bit. Here's Fishman.
Hey, News Junkie. Just wanted to share with you, in case you were not aware, heard you talking about Jeff Bezos.
Don't talk about Washington Post. Don't talk about the Washington Post
and all that. About 3 years ago or so, Walmart actually purchased Jet.com. Just thought I'd share that with you. So there's a little bit more competitiveness in that side of it than a lot of people realize. So.
Yeah, they got some stuff going on, and Jet did the free shipping, and Jet.com does the thing where they take your boxes, your delivery boxes, and wrap them so you can tell that it's from that company. Think about all the advertising Amazon gets from that. When you go to get your mail, if you live in a building where the mail is all pieced together in one area, half of the boxes sometimes are Amazon, and it's got ads all over. Amazon this, Amazon Prime that, all the things you can get. Jet does that, and they copy a lot of the other things. They're supposed to do sort of bargain hunting, too. I haven't used it too much. Here's Guitar Slinger.
Hello, Orlando. This is your friendly neighborhood West Palm Beach Guitar Slinger. The reason that Donald Trump has it in Amazon and Jeff Bezos is because Jeff Bezos bought the...
Yep, all right. Washington Post, okay. Here's Rob.
Yeah, just ordered the missus and myself a tank top and t-shirt.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Thinking about making it the distribution wear for my extracurricular activity distribution people.
Okay.
Nothing like distributing a little bit of fun while wearing a News Junkie t-shirt.
Hey, any publicity is good publicity.
Okay.
So thank you, Rob. People out there.
We've had already somebody arrested in one of our shirts before.
And have we?
Yeah, we never were able to get the mugshot.
Oh, man.
I think they changed the guy because of the conditions of his arrest. He had to change before his mugshot, but I definitely got a text from a police officer friend of mine. Uh-huh. This was years ago.
Of course.
That means like really bad. That means child molester, doesn't it?
Not that bad. I'm just saying.
It was a drunken thing?
Might have been a drunk thing. I'm not sure.
It would be the case that the one person that would get a mugshot to highlight the News Junkie shirt in that mugshot would be so drunk that they force him to take off the News Junkie shirt before the mugshot. That's how things work sometimes. Here's Elliot.
Yeah, so fun fact about Evan Rachel Wood. If you watch Across the Universe, you can really notice it in the song If I Fell, when it zooms up to her and she's showing her face while she's singing.
Sure.
If you look at like her like double or triple chin, whatever it is, it like shakes when she sings, and it's really entertaining to watch. And now that you know this, You'll never not be able to see it when you watch that movie.
I'm pretty sure I can get by my entire life without seeing what you're talking about or knowing what you're talking about.
I was always distracted about how Whitney Houston always looked like she was shivering in the video for I Will Always Love You.
Uh-huh.
Like, when she sang, she, like, moved her chin up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like she was coming down from the crack.
As everybody emulates that now if they do the karaoke version of that.
Yeah.
So it caught on whether she wanted to or not. Let's do the stories that didn't make the cut. Disney, the contributions to an anti-gambling measure from Disney have piled up. Last month, another $105,000 from Disney Worldwide Services. That means they've contributed $4.65 million to pass a constitutional amendment that can make it harder to expand gambling in the state. I think you can guess why they're interested in doing that. Amazon, speaking of them, their headquarters has over 6,000 dogs enjoying the perks of a lavish canine office culture. You can bring your dog to work on June 22nd of this year, but for some folks, they get to bring them every single day, like the employees at Amazon. A woman says, why not? While spending most of her money on from an inheritance on drugs. She got $150,000. She said, hold my beer, Sean. $150,000 and spent it all on drugs and blew it in less than 1 year. What else do we have here? Quickly, they're already talking about Louis C.K.'s comeback. He's going to be hitting some comedy clubs. We'll see if that works out from him. Or for him, Dick's Sporting Goods is destroying all the guns that they're stopping selling instead of giving them back to the manufacturers. And there you go. That's it. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. Seven stories from around the web and around the world. Credit goes to Reddit.com in the Today I Learned section. Let's get into things. Today I Learned this incredibly popular electronic act.
Daft Punk.
That's incorrect.
Swedish House Mafia.
That is correct. Swedish House Mafia. They played a concert one time for 800,000 people. That's not even the Today I Learned. But Today I Learned, during a Swedish House Mafia concert in Dublin, the concert turned into chaos. Nine people were stabbed, and two young men died during a concert that had nothing to do with the stabbings. The Irish Justice Minister said it was a very unusual event. I think that happens. If you have hundreds of thousands of people at your concerts, it's just going to be the case that eventually somebody has a baby or somebody gets stabbed or something bad happens. Today I learned the difference between a casket and a coffin. A casket is rectangular, whereas a coffin is hexagonal. If you're looking to save some money, go for the coffin route because it uses less material to make.
Oh.
There you are. Today I learned this guy.
Ray Charles. Road,
Jack. That's right. Ray Charles.
Almost said Jack.
Ray Charles Jack started a foundation to help those with hearing disorders.
What?
Because while he did not believe his blindness was a handicap, he believed it would be a true handicap to not be able to hear music, which I guess makes sense as an entertainer and a musician himself. Today I learned there's a type of fencing, like fencing as in the battling with swords, that uses sharp blades. The object is to slash or poke the opponent's unguarded face. Dodging is not allowed. So you have to stab each other in the face in this type of fencing.
On guard.
It will not surprise you to know that it was Nazis who came up with this particular technique. Today I learned this band here. The metal band.
Slayer.
Not Slayer. Not Metallica. But
Megadeth.
Megadeth. Today I learned the heavy metal band. I don't know any of their songs either.
Who refused to play with Rotting Christ.
Oh, it all comes around. A callback. Megadeth was given $8,000 to record their first album. After spending half of it on drugs and food, they fired the original producer and finished it on their own. So they only spent $8,000 on drugs and food. Doesn't sound as impressive after the lady with $150,000 just moments ago. It really doesn't. Today I learned convicted child You know what? This is too dark for a Today I Learned. Moving on. Final one. Today I learned this song right here.
The last one to know. The last one to show.
Love friends.
Friends in Low Places is correct. Today I learned 160,000 people simultaneously sang the Garth Brooks songs Friends in Low Places. and another one, too, at the start of a NASCAR event in 2009. That entered the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest karaoke ever. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back on, well, tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Filth Files coming up next, followed by A Corporate Time with Tom and Dan on Real Radio.
Big on salt, your graces think I slip on down.